Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very informative radio show lined up for you today on this September 4th, 2009, Friday edition. We'll also be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated Sunday edition. And then, of course, back on Monday. And then on Tuesday, just huge guest, huge developments, biggest ever here on the show. You'll want to be watching InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the morning coming up next Tuesday. Word to the wise is sufficient. And you never know. I like to throw curveballs at the establishment. We might launch it today. We might launch it Saturday night. The guys in the control room don't know what it is, but we may nevertheless launch the operation. Who knows who'll be walking through that door in studio with us? The establishment certainly knows. And that's why you're seeing a lot of things you're seeing right now. But quite a countdown, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm on the edge of my seat. Dr. Lynn Horowitz is coming up in T-minus 14 minutes from now to give us his breakdown and boil down on the latest flu developments, what Dr. Horowitz thinks is really going on. And then we have Joe Berlinger coming on the transmission. He is an award-winning documentary filmmaker of the highest caliber, made Some Kind of Monster about Metallica, Brothers Keeper, the famous film about upstate New York with the Rural Brothers, Paradise Lost, about falsely accused and convicted people in that whole murder case, and just a lot more. He's made a huge film called Crude about the oil companies in Latin America, in South America. Some harrowing tales that he'll be breaking down coming up in the second hour today. And then for an hour and a half, we have Dr. Russell Blaylock, neurologist, brain surgeon, scientist. We're going to go over everything, MSG, aspartame, the flu, vaccines, the whole gamut of the eugenicist empire, the eugenics population reduction operation against free humanity. That is coming out in the last 30 minutes. I'll do a latest news recap and update. We will take some calls specifically for Dr. Lynn Horowitz on the flu. In fact, we can start your engines right now if you'd like. About to see the green flag here. Specifically only on the flu for Dr. Horowitz and the whole police state grid, eugenics. And that's a pretty wide area, but the phones will be open for him. 1-800-259-9231. If you call in telling me you got a tractor for sale or saw a chupacabra in the cabbage patch, I'm going to hang up on you. I love your calls. We normally have wide open phones and don't screen your calls. But when I have a guest on about a specific issue, like say if I have an astronaut on, ask him anything about space and the space program, we're not going to ask him what they think of, fishing for flounder in the Gulf of Mexico. So 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up on the air on that front. When we come back after this quick break, I'm going to comment on the whole Van Jones situation and the PSYOP that's being run on that front. This is completely staged. There's no doubting that. We'll also tie that into Obama wanting to address the school children and people saying, what's the big deal with this? Well, he's enlisting their help. He's not just wanting to talk to them. He wants to enlist them as their Jugend, as the Hitler Jugend. And that's exactly what the White House has been setting up. And by the way, this predates Obama. He's just the latest front man, the latest messianic El Presidente they're pushing on us. Very important transmission lined up today. You want the answers to the flu? Tell your friends and family to tune in now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we've got Dr. Leonard Horowitz joining us in about 7-8 minutes for the rest of the hour to break down the latest developments on the flu situation, the quarantines, the mass lockdowns, the martial law that the feds are openly saying they're planning to engage. Now, that's what they're saying. We're not saying it's going to happen. I believe it's going to fail. I believe we're going to back them off. Steve Quayle disagrees, and I respect Steve. We're going to get Dr. Horowitz's take on this. We're going to get Dr. Blaylock's take on this, brain surgeon, coming up in the third and fourth hour today. And then in the last 30 minutes of the show, I'm going to get back into Obama's education takeover. And I'm going to get into the whole Van Jones situation with 9/11 truth. See, he comes out and admits he's a communist. He openly wants complete transfer of all wealth. Everyone living in work camps wearing gray uniforms. That's the Stalin model. And then fat cats in giant palaces with 100-plus mistresses and giant villas. I mean, that's communism. Communism doesn't exist in the phony way it's pushed. It's always funded by big banks, big money. They want consolidation. And it's hardcore slavery, serfdom, feudalism, total consolidation of wealth, but they tell you it's redistribution. And that's why the Bank of England wrote up the plan and had Marx and Engels go out and push it. And that's on record now. That's why big money always funds it. It's really a form of crony capitalism. But again, they know how to run scams and mislabel things, so they fool people. And so we all debate the false left-right paradigm. They know Van Jones is extremely unpopular. They know that he called for the youth brigades. They know he said that the green jobs is to take over the economy and create communism. He's on record. That's what it is. That's what Club of Rome said in the 60s it is. That's what the head of the CFR, Richard N. Haass, wrote and said. It's a way to totally have eugenics, a one-child policy, and make you so poor you can't afford to even take care of your family. It is the state taking over. Just as the head of the science czar, John P. Holdren, wrote in Eco-Science, the government textbook, and we've now found more than 20 other textbooks he wrote or contributed to and huge papers he wrote that have come out this week that we've discovered where he worshipped eugenics itself using that term. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is some deep water we're in. People think I exaggerate here. I can't describe to you how serious and how real this is. So, Fox News knew that Van Jones, part of his foundation left cover in Oakland, had had his name added by someone in his group to the 9/11 movement, because that's a staple of the true left, down at the grassroots. These are good people on average. Even if I agree with a lot of their ideas, they legitimately think socialism and communism is good. They just don't know it's a con game. And they can look at the evidence and can tell that 9/11 was an inside job. This isn't a left-wing, right-wing issue. But now having the right-wing decry 9/11 truth and the left-wing run from him on this, when he was already a dead political creature, over calling for communism, admitting green jobs is a way to hijack the economy. So now they bring in Van Jones and drop him in on the top of this as a cherry on top and claim that he's politically dead weight because of that. Fox News puts out a poll, 97% saying get rid of him. It works like a charm. You got all these TV shows on history and on A&E and on PBS and on National Geographic coming out. The National Geographic one was funded by the Dubai government. $100 million they put into political films. And it's all complete lies. And we've got Professor Jones, architects and engineers founder, Gage, coming on next week. We're going to be covering that. But the issue here is that the establishment knew that once Bush was out of office, he wouldn't have the political power and Cheney wouldn't have the political power to cover for the death squads and the torture squads and the fact that he wanted to stage terror attacks against U.S. ships and blame it on Iran. That's now all public. And so they're more scared of 9/11 now than ever. But they also knew that it would be depoliticized to a certain extent so that they could double back now and attack 9/11 truth and try to rewrite history when we have gained the high ground and 84% of Americans in a New York Times poll believe the government's lying about 9/11. Another CNN poll, 83% agree with Charlie Sheen that it's an inside job. They know that we continue to march and wake people up. And so they're trying to double back when they have someone highly politically unpopular. Obama is plunging, crashing in flames on his big government takeover of healthcare, on his eugenics care, on his green taxes, carbon taxes. And so everything is dumped on Van Jones. National attention is given to him being an open communist, admitting he wants to put you in work brigades and forced labor camps and national compulsory service. Obama's in deep trouble. I mean, his original press release, the Department of Education told schools, if you want federal funds, you will show this video to the kids. You will have him enlist them to help him and write letters to themselves about how they're in league with him. It's fantasy world. It's like a little kid imagining he's Harry Potter or Luke Skywalker or Aragorn, you know, fighting Lord of the Rings. It's make-believe. They want to address little kids where he tells them he has a relationship with them. That's the point. That's what Stalin-esque or Hitlerian and right out of 1984. Not, oh, the president just wants to address the nation. He harangues the country every day in press conferences and events and speeches. They show him constantly in school. They showed his inauguration. They're trying to make him a messianic leader to push him on the public. And then they knew it would also have a percentage of the public that become divided and don't want their kids to see it. And then they can say, what's wrong? We just want the president to be there. So I'm going to cover all that at the end of the show today in detail and break down what's really happening and go over some of the actual clips of Obama calling for youth brigades, Rahm Emanuel, Van Jones, and explain how they're trying to couple that unpopular agenda of the greenhouse gas tax and all of that to 9/11 truth. Showing 9/11 truth is powerful and is growing and is hurting the establishment because now everybody knows that government staged terror, and even if somebody doesn't completely believe that 9/11 was an inside job, they think about false flag terror now, and they know about Operation Ajax, Gulf of Tonkin being staged, they know about Cheney, it being declassified, wanting to stage terror attacks, and so it means they have trouble staging terror attacks now, and getting political power out of it, because the public is wise, and their DHS report came out, documenting that veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, people that don't want to vaccinate, people that are against abortion, people that are against the private Federal Reserve, that we're all terrorists. The people now know the whole secret police system's been set up for us. So they're aware of all of this. And that's what the flu is. The flu is the false flag that isn't openly staged terror, that can be worldwide, that the UN can run, that makes everybody guilty until proven innocent. And now the quarantines are being announced. It's all happening. We're going to break in a moment, coming back for the rest of the hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, one of the main leading authorities on this, somebody I really respect. We're going to have him with us coming up in the next segment. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up on a separate issue for about 3 minutes before we go to break here, before we go to Dr. Horowitz. And that's Ted Anderson. Ted told you a month ago to buy gold when he was selling it at $905 an ounce. He still has gold. He bought at $905, $911, $914, $915, and $916. And silver, he bought at $14. It's now above $16. He can still sell you the gold and silver, but this is the absolute end. In fact, he told me he sold out of a lot of coins at that price yesterday. He has a few left in silver and gold at the price when gold was roughly $80 an ounce less than it is now, and silver was up to $2 less than it is now. You cannot beat this deal anywhere. Ted, we got 2 minutes. Briefly tell folks the coins you've got left, most of it sold out, and the deal you've got for people now.
Yeah, real fast. I'll let you know what went up first. The francs went from 216 to 233. The British sovereigns went from that 200 and I can't remember, it was like 220, 200. Anyways, they're 288 right now. The Lakota Nation coin went from that 1970. Now they're 2230. The two coins that I have left right now that are still priced at the same price that they were yesterday are the Walking Liberty halves, which are currently right now at 869, which is the same thing that I was offering when silver was down at that $13 level. And then the $10 Liberty right now I have at 818.50, which is the same price that it was the other day as well. So if you want to get involved in something with gold or silver, there still are some things that are left down behind. Gold is up today. Gold went up to 995.70 already today. 1628 silver. So the market.
Well, Ted, I want to be clear though. Ted, I want to be clear here. You bought gold back when it was 905, 915. You passed those savings on. That sold out. But you'd made other purchases when gold was what, 920, 935, silver was 14 something. So the deals you've still got are how many, $30, $40, $50 lower than the market?
They're certainly priced closer to 100, I suppose, on the gold, since gold is almost hitting 1,000 right now, and it was when gold is in the 920, 915 range, so I guess you could say $80.
But what I'm asking you is the latest purchase you made when gold and silver was lower and you're passing those savings on, when did you buy into gold in the market for the current prices you're selling?
Well, I've been cost averaging in between 945 and that 913 level for about the past 2-3 weeks. Right now.
Okay, so people at a 940, so people are getting into a market at a 940 level when it's at 993 right now. So it's still an insane savings. 800-686-2237. Get into gold now, folks. 800-686-2237. Gold will quite likely breach 1,000 an ounce, if not today, in the next few weeks. CEO of metals consultancy firm GF FMS. Paul Walker said, 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Going to Dr. Horowitz here in a moment. I wanted to just briefly finish up explaining what Tevis is talking about. He bought gold at the 905 to 916 level. He sold it all in the last few days when it was at the higher price for the lower price. He's now got gold priced in 920 to 940, bought different groups of it at different prices. So that's what you're buying now is gold and silver still from the lower price while it's more now. And he can hold that deal through the weekend. So be sure and call 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Okay, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but I want to go to Dr. Leonard Horowitz. He, of course, is a Harvard degreed expert in so many fields, holds several doctorates as a former dentist and health industry entrepreneur and the author of a number of books, pamphlets, DVDs. This is just what Wikipedia is saying about him. Again, a Harvard degree, several other degrees. And we really appreciate him coming on with us. He's got a whole bunch of different websites. One of them is DrLynnHorowitz.com, Tetrahedron.org, just a whole bunch of sites we'll give you before he leaves us today. But we've got all these virologists and neurologists coming out, Dr. Blaylock's coming up later, saying, look, these flu shots before have caused Guillain-Barré's neurological degenerative diseases. Other flu vaccine trials in Europe have caused deaths with the bird flu. The Gardasil that Dr. Horowitz 3 years ago said was deadly, they now admit is deadly. What's really going on with this, Dr. Horowitz, all the new big developments that are happening?
Well, number one, it's a psychological operation, which you know, and you do such a great job, Alex, preparing people for what's really coming down here. The poisoning, particularly of squalene and the ingredients in these vaccinations, is what's really the, I think, fundamental risk that they're promoting it heavily as safe. There's no possible way they can do that because they're just now testing it. So that means that they can't have safety testing for more than 6 weeks because they're planning it. Some people are getting it right now. So it's really experimental, and the toxic ingredients in these vaccines make it absolutely clear that this is a toxic soup, and they're going to have a lot of people sick because of it.
What I've read from the medical doctors out there that are looking at this is they're saying the chemicals they put in it to trigger an autoimmune response is causing many of the problems.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at squalene, first of all, you see what the United States Congress, when they investigated Gulf War Syndrome, said about it. It was heavily implicated as being the premier factor causing the chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction, fibromyalgia, the cancers associated with Gulf War Syndrome. So that's number one. Number two is if you read about it and you start to study what that active ingredient, actually it's a passive ingredient. The active ingredients are the foreign genetics, the foreign proteins from the, you know, sources of the microbe. So H1N1, God knows what else they're putting in there. But the other aspect that's fascinating is if you go into the natural research, natural healing, and alternative healthcare literature, you find vitamin D is an outstanding preventative, and squalene actually is engaged in the synthesis in the normal human body of vitamin D, except that when you add a foreign oil and you foreign chemical, because it's really a mass-produced chemical.
The body then attacks it, and now you can't get the vitamin D you need, which is what stops you from dying of the flu.
Exactly. And add to that the fact that this is associated, this whole kind of oils that are associated with the synthesis of squalene in the body normal is associated with all of the oils that are very important, the steroids associated with immunity. So they're going to whack out the human immune system big time with the swine flu vaccine.
And this is not just Dr. Horowitz, Harvard-trained, saying this. This is London Telegraph. This is Associated Press, but then they still call us conspiracy theorists. Dr. Horowitz, I want to break down the PSYOP, where you see this going in the fall, what we know is in the five different vaccines. The news is reporting one is a DNA therapy. I don't quite understand that, but why are they admitting in all these major government and industry studies, now what you and others wrote over a decade ago, that all of this juvenile onset and early onset of different types of arthritis they found in rats and guinea pigs is caused by the vaccines? What's going on there?
All right, let me explain that to you. And this really was what prompted me heavily to get involved in the vaccine risk awareness movement. You know, my mother died of Guillain-Barré. She was one of the victims of the swine flu vaccine back in the 70s. And that when you look at what just came out a couple weeks ago in the press, not in the mainstream press at all, it was completely neglected.
Well, tell you what, stay there. We're going to come back. And that's right. I remember first interviewing Dr. Horowitz like 13 years ago when he talked about his mother dying from the shot. And now they're admitting this. Tens of thousands of people killed, hundreds of thousands maimed. And why are all these children getting arthritis? I mean, it's just, it's horrible. Stay with us, doctor.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Okay, Dr. Horowitz, I want you to start back over with my question dealing with, I remember you and many others publishing the medical findings and foreign studies about it causing all of the massive onset of not just arthritis, but all these other joint problems, and I'm going back from memory, but you were saying it was microplasms and other autoimmune responses. But now you've been proven right. That's now in all the medical literature. They're now admitting it. Talk about incredible liability. But I guess the government's saying there's liability protection. But continue with the wake up with them killing your mother.
Well, yes, from Guillain-Barré. And so last week, what you had was there was a leak from a British press that there had been a secret notice sent out by the government, the British government, to physicians, particularly neurologists, to beware that there's going to be a large increase in Guillain-Barré. Now, that's just an example. Guillain-Barré is one of numerous autoimmune diseases. It's basically, here's how all of them happen. It's a great example, and if you just understand this, you'll never want to take another vaccine again in your life. Because when you get injected with not just squalene, which is, again, it's not the active ingredient, but it whacks out the immune system, number one. And on top of that, you get injected with foreign RNA and foreign DNA and foreign proteins from from, let's say in this case, H1N1. That means now that these foreign proteins and genetic material is floating in your bloodstream. It lands on your own host cell proteins. So it becomes what the immunologists call an antigenic complex. And very few physicians know anything about this, Alex. That's a disgrace. The fact of the matter is all of the specialists know about it from the scientific literature. What is an antigenic complex? Very simply, it's a piece of your own and a piece of a foreign particle, bacteria or viral. In this case, it's H1N1 protein or genetic material, which then is causing your own white blood cell bodyguards to attack that complex. It reads the sequence. It then says to the rest of the lymphatic cells, all the T cells, your whole army of white blood cell bodyguards, then gets alerted that says, if you ever see this sequence, attack and destroy it. The problem is, it's giving your own body parts part of the message of attack and destroy to itself. So that's autoimmune. It's self, your number one God-given gift, the immune system, attacking and destroying you. That's where all of these new plagues have come from. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis you mentioned, diabetes, type 1 autoimmune diabetes.
All exploding, and you talk, and it's in the government's own documents. Here's John P. Holdren saying, we're going to inject you with things that sterilize you. But more than that, they cold-bloodedly know they're soft-killing everybody.
The most expensive, profitable way, the most expensive for the consumer, the most expensive for the nation, for healthcare, it is basically a genocide. Look at the definition of genocide. Genocide is strictly defined in Webster's Dictionary as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and ideology. In this case, people are being enslaved to the chronic diseases that are most expensive to treat through the drugs. This is a complete genocidal operation, and what you're witnessing in the mainstream media is a psychological operation, virtually a military operation, to get people engaged in a biological warfare against humanity.
Continue. You were going through all the health problems it causes.
Yeah, so again, Guillain-Barré, in my mother's case, and this is what's so expected now, again, by the government of Britain, tells its healthcare professionals. The great news, and I feel like we've won a major part of this battle, half of the physicians in Hong Kong will not take this vaccine. More than that of nurses in the UK, more than that of nurses in New York State have already said that they're not going to take this because they are smart. They understand, like a disease like Guillain-Barré, what you've got is you've got your white blood cell bodyguards attacking the myelin sheath, the connective tissue surrounding your nerve fibers so that your nerves degenerate and you no longer can do things like breathe. This is exactly what my
your body starts eating your brainstem.
Your immune system destroys you. That's essentially what this amounts to. So it is, look, antibiotic. You know, this is why I love OxySilver, because you're not dealing with antibiotic. You're dealing with absolute pro everything. You're dealing with the normal way that the body would want to protect itself. Everything from electromagnetically to biologically,
yeah, we've had medical doctors here that say the really super nano silver certainly does help with bacteria and viruses. Dr. Horowitz, expanding on this, it's in the literature. They admit, and doctors are telling their own families, don't take it. It can attack your brain cells, attack your spine, attack your entire body. They brag that they put cancer viruses in the polio vaccines. They admit they're eugenicists. Politically, how do you see this plan rolling out? And let me give you one little hint here or clue. I'm sure you're already on this. Back in January, we were saying they're going to launch some type of flu fear-mongering because we saw them getting ready with mass graves, telling emergency managers, get ready for millions dead, that it wasn't a question of if, but when it was going to happen this fall. We went on air and said, will it be bird flu? Will it be something else? We don't know. They're saying flu. they're training that militias are going to try to attack and steal the flu supply. This was going on in January, in February, in March, before all this happened. We know, we've confirmed they've been running drills at colleges all over the country for the last 8-9 months, now accelerating for locking down colleges. And the first place they're doing forced quarantines is college dorms, kind of as a propaganda psyop to show people the image of people locked down in their homes. The UN admits they're running all of this under level six. How do you see them trying to roll it out?
Well, that's a beautiful summary of the psychological operation and the genocidal agenda. And that's exactly what also would indicate to any reasonably intelligent person that they've planned this long ago, that they basically wanted to make this the profitable. This is the most profitable operation. Think about it. You've got FEMA operating. You've got the healthcare industry burgeoning. You've got the pharmaceuticals being sold, stockpiled, billions and billions of dollars. See, in essence, they don't even have to do anything anymore. They've already sold the stuff, but the problem is they have a depopulation agenda. They literally want to take out at least half, maybe two-thirds of the world's population. So this is the great, you know, travesty. It's total fascism. It is absolutely despicable. It's, from my perspective, it has no semblance of being human. There's no empathy. There's no compassion. There's no love and sensitivity. And the future of our civilization, our humanity, is literally at stake, because when you loose these types of not just chemicals that go into the groundwater, everything from mercury and all the toxic waste, the antibiotics. I mean, when you take anything, when you take a vaccine, the mercury, you got to ultimately, if you're going to get rid of it, you're going to pee it out. If you're going to take an antibiotic, what goes in comes down and goes out into the groundwater. We are water. 80% of our bodies is water, the groundwater that we drink. This has been on the news, too. So that these people are not, like, doing humanity or this planet a favor.
And that's why they make the joke in Dr. Strangelove saying you're General Jack T. Ripper, i.e. Curtis LeMay, wanting to nuke the world if you're worried about your precious bodily fluids, because the establishment is obsessed with putting toxins and poisons into us, so we're psychologically, spiritually clouded and drugged. That's pharmakia. You know, we have these sorcerers of the New World Order getting us drunk on their poison, just like they'd get people drunk before they cut their hearts out in Chichen Itza at the Aztec pyramids. Now, Dr. Horowitz, you just said something, and I want to go back over and have you expand on it. And that's so it looks like we're concurring. They've already won, to a certain extent, fear-mongering, bringing more federal control in worldwide, expanding government control, testing federalization, having excuses to talk about 400,000 troops on the streets, NORTHCOM, as a beta test for future bioweapons releases, and then the organizing of carrying out that event. But we need to get the word out so they don't go hot with this flu and really wipe out a bunch of people. Now, will the soft kill weapons be in the flu vaccine, or are they going to release something else and say that's the swine flu? If they go really hot with this, how do you see it unfolding? How bad do you think this flu is going to be?
Well, if they went really hot with it, and it is a high likelihood, because they're going to have to, you know, not have a rerun of 1976. So basically, there's a good possibility that aerosolized weaponry will be activated. You may have the black helicopters that come around, starts to spray, and basically populations in, let's say, Los Angeles are highly at risk for this kind of thing. Around, you know, interestingly enough, October, the end of October, early November, if they play out the whole plan that they have the capability of doing, that's what they'll end up doing. They'll be spraying the population, and then they will initiate the outbreaks that they're going to decree are horrific, and then the mainstream media, and that's really all they need in order to, in every state of the nation, persuade people to adopt the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. At the end of that, now you've got everybody incarcerated in FEMA camps, most profitable, most population controlling, and most devastating.
But I always see them doing it in phases. This is maybe in 5-6 different phases. We're into phase 3 now, where they want a beta test, kill 20, 30, 40,000, 100,000, scare everybody, get everybody trained to do what they're told in the next phase when they kill 20 million. And then after that, the super mega death phase where they kill the majority of the world's population, as the White House science chief has basically sworn to do.
That's exactly the way I see it, too, from the psychological operation. Basically, you know, how you boil a frog is, you know, slowly. And that's what they're doing here. And it's exactly what, you know, you started with SARS. You saw SARS as a complete psychological operation to get the world to understand that the World Health Organization and the Rockefeller family were going to be controlling all of the emergency response and the biopreparedness. And so this is now, you know, a few years later, they have advanced the exact agenda you're talking about. And now people are prepared. They're prepared for even the event that I've been talking about as potentially the hottest one. That's how, in answer to your question, how the worst-case scenario could be played out. I would be looking at October or November, end of October, early November, for somebody to lose something from some lab, and ultimately that would then create a large media blitz and a lot of hospitalizations, and that is going to cause the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act to kick in, and then the mandatory vaccinations, the mandatory quarantines. Even though Barack Obama has said it's going to be voluntary, how many presidents can you trust?
He always lies. If he came out and said it's going to be mandatory, then I would think it wouldn't be mandatory. He always lies. He always breaks his promises. And under level six, under the WHO, they say they can force inoculate now. They've got the states all passing the laws to force inoculate. That's in the news. So he has his surrogates out saying it's going to be mandatory. Then he plays the part of the conciliator. He's going to make you feel good. He's going to pat you on the back on the conciliare. He's going to tell you everything's okay. And notice he wants to address the kids starting next week. Every week, the kids will be brought into jumbo screens, and he's enlisting them to aid him. And Rahm Emanuel saying a domestic force, a paramilitary, Van Jones is saying that they're going to use the green jobs to take over the entire economy. And then Media Matters comes out and says, I'm a liar. There's no plan for compulsory service. This is classic tyranny. Your comments on that, Dr. Horowitz?
Yeah, Alex, you're absolutely right. You know, if evidence for what you're saying is very clear, go to fluscam.com. It's the definitive website on this whole matter, fluscam.com. There, one of many documents, including a PDF file from the World Health Organization, actually laying out the agenda of exactly what you've just talked about, how they encourage all of this biopreparedness, this Model State Emergency Health Powers Act functioning, and ultimately they intimate that this is where we will have to go as this now pandemic expands into tyranny.
And this is the cover to get the unpopular eugenics health care passed. This is the cover to get the whole bioethics system passed. This is the cover to get the Clean Water Restoration Act, total federalization of above and below ground water. Basically, the entire United States has water under it. This is the cover to pass the anti-gun bills, the anti-free speech bills that openly say you have no more free speech. This is the cover to pass the Cybersecurity Act where, quote, the president can kill the internet to save the internet. This is the cover for people to not worry about him expanding the war in Afghanistan and Pakistan, they just announced. I see this, and now Congressman Brown, Paul, and even Army, former Republican leader, has come out and said that. So when you hear mainline Republicans like Brown and Army saying this is a cover for martial law, you better know it's serious. Your comments on that, Dr. Horowitz?
Yes, and one additional thing that it's a cover for, taking out people's access to the botanicals and the herbs and the natural healing remedies. They completely, hideously, gross criminal negligence. That's what they do are doing with this whole concept that you've got to get vaccinated and intoxicated in order to defend yourself against the swine flu. There are so many wonderful natural healing methods that they should be telling people about, but because it's a drug cartel influenced agenda, essentially you've got no mention. That is killing people. That is gross criminal negligence in and of itself, and it goes along with the Codex Alimentarius legislation where, again, fist of fascism, strangling people. That's what they're about.
And the amazing thing is they've introduced the anti-gun bills. They've introduced the bills that ban speech. It's passed the House. They introduced bills to set up youth brigades and passed one setting up the federal body to carry it out. They, in Europe, in many countries, under the Codex Alimentarius, are making vitamin C and fish oil prescription. So instead of paying $10 for a bottle, they're literally paying $250. It's really happening, and they do this psyop of denying, as they rolled forward, just like the tanks at Waco, as they were shooting the people, were broadcasting, this is not an assault.
Right. You know, the lie that they keep saying, that this is safe, that these vaccines are tested, any, again, reasonably intelligent person would know that they can't possibly go long term. You know, if you get bitten by a snake, you don't die instantly. It takes a certain amount of time for the toxicity to build up. Likewise, when you get injected with foreign genetic material, it takes years potentially for cancers to come out. So the reality is that they absolutely are lying in your face. You know, what people should remember is what they told the Holocaust victims as they marched them into the concentration camp gas chambers. They told them they were going there for public health, for disinfection. Today, they're telling people to go get vaccinated for the same reason.
Stay there.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Dr. Horowitz is going to be with us for this segment and the next. We got Dr. Russell Blaylock, neurologist, brain surgeon, coming up to back up everything Horowitz has been talking about here today in great detail. Dr. Horowitz, I had psychology today viciously savage me And they basically say I'm schizophrenic and imagined I was at a Bilderberg group meeting and imagined I was being followed. It didn't matter if Secret Service was there. It was on the news. They just say I'm completely, it was having basically a complete psychotic hallucination. Like I was on, you know, 1,000 milligrams of pure LSD. This isn't going to work anymore, them just stonewalling. And I think about psychiatrists, psychologists, the Nazis first used them. The Soviets used them. They say we're crazy. They always use the medical system as their tyranny. The eugenics in this country, the family courts were set up, as you know, to carry out eugenics and sterilization. We still have these unconstitutional courts today that don't have due process. And we have state officials here in Texas, when they were asked why 69% of school kids, foster kids, are on psychotropic drugs, they said, well, they have bad genes. So this is really a murderous cult.
Absolutely. You know, I want to say congratulations to you. You know, Bo Greitz, I know, you know, he's a friend of ours. He would always say to me, Len, you know, the flak never gets heavy until you're over the target. And so if you're getting whacked by Psychology Today or all of us, you, me, all of us at the forefront, and I'm so happy you have Russell Blaylock on coming up because, again, we're all getting whacked because we're over the target. And so, you know, just keep it up, Alex.
Well, thank you. I know that's a great analogy, World War II. I think Bo Greitz's dad actually died over Germany, and so that's why Bo likes that analogy, but it certainly isn't. When you're over the target, that's when you are going to be getting the flak. We are dropping the big truth bombs on them. Okay, continuing, how do you see them rolling this out? I mean, you think they're going to go, may go hot with it? And B, what do we do to get the word out to stop them? I mean, is there anything in your educated opinion we can do? It seems like they are losing some steam. They're out having to tell us that, oh, yeah, we think the vaccine's safe.
Well, again, it's really, gee whiz, I wish I had a crystal ball, you know, but the reality is the worst-case scenario I've laid out, the other least problematic scenario would be that they've already done the harm. They've already purchased, they've stockpiled, they've already brainwashed, they've already gotten at least probably a third of the United States public to intend to roll up their sleeves. The sheeple are going to go back to the slaughter, and they've got a victory. They've got food for their pharmaceutical cartel. They've got to have all these people sick. They're going to have it during the economic collapse. They're going to be well cared for financially. And on top of that, they're going to be reducing a lot of the population, which is their goal.
And it's going to be soft killing them for a long time. And you know, with these soft kill weapons, God only knows. They're now admitting the chemtrailing on the news. Who knows what we've already all of us had implanted in us?
Yeah, well, certainly. Look at just the fact that the chemtrails have aluminum, and aluminum, heavy metal, has a resonance frequency, and it has its transmission attenuation capacities. So, you know, for all we know, and it's a very highly suspect, because when you look at vaccination mercury, and you look at the decimation, particularly of our children, this autistic spectrum that they've been covering up and lying about, you know, you've got to see that these people are totally about population reduction, population control, and spiritual energetic suppression.
They just love the power trip that they write their textbooks, how they're killing us, and then they have John P. Holdren on David Letterman saying how great he is. It's just all a big sick joke to them. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got Dr. Russell Blaylock coming up, neurologist to back up everything Dr. Horowitz has been talking about. Got a filmmaker shifting gears in the next 50 minutes, covering a host of issues with the film Crude, about what the oil companies are doing in Latin America. Harrowing tales coming up with the filmmaker, Joe Bellinger. But in the 4 or 5 minutes we have left with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, fluscam.com is his website. We have links to it up at InfoWars.com. Dr. Horowitz, in closing, we are beginning, though, to really have people listen to us and wake up. And that's the good news. And so much of what you and others were lone voices in the wilderness were talking about is now being validated and verified and vindicated. But at the same time, it seems like there's 30, 40, 50% of people that are kind of awake now. But then that other half are getting deeper into denial. And we just see them dying and people that are 10 years old with cancer everywhere and neighbors dying and young women dying everywhere and men dying and disease everywhere. I mean, this is a holocaust. When the hell are people going to really wake up and realize that psychopathic killers are running things?
You know, I think that most of us who are intelligent have already awakened to that reality. Those who haven't, they're unfortunately going to be taken out, and they're going to be taken out most expensively. You know, I think that the opportunity that it currently exists, if we marshal the half of us who have awakened to literally create a revolution in healthcare, I think we could take this whole pharmaceutical cartel totally out. I think people are fed up with it. I think people see it. I think what we need to do is boycott the organization and institutions and focus on exposing the criminals. Continue to do that, but I think that the ultimate goal would be to establish a healthy world organization that literally has the power to overtake the World Health Organization and focus, instead of on toxicity, on all of the natural botanicals and herbs, all of God's bounty that we've been naturally given to protect ourselves and to remedy all of the diseases. I'm looking forward to a world, Alex, you know me, I'm a humanitarian and a visionary and a positive thinker. I'm looking forward to a world where we literally can lie down with the lamb, we can exist with H1N1, H5N1, we can blow it out with rife frequency generators, we can eliminate all of the problems with the botanicals and the herbs, the essential oils, the homeopathics. This is really where we should be, and we would be, just like we could drive around in cars that are running on water with no pollution. Likewise, we could take care of our bodies for minimal cost and absolute optimal efficacy.
Well, as this develops, Dr. Horowitz, we'll continue to check in with you. And, you know, bad things happen, and I know it's sad what happened to your mother, and we're very sorry for your loss, but I think through that journey and that happening, that caused you as a doctor to look into these things and then save potentially tens of millions of people. And so sometimes bad things that happen turn into blessings in the end, and we just really hope that everybody out there listening researches the claims and looks at what we put out here so that their 5-year-old isn't dying of cancer next year, and really realize that when we get up here and tell you the White House science czar openly wants you and your family dead, that we're not joking about this, okay? This is real. And tyranny and genocide is real. Tyranny and genocide is the norm. Freedom has been the exception. Fluscam.com is the website. Great information up there. Dr. Lynn Horowitz, always informative and enlightening to have you on.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I'd also recommend people check out OxySilver.com. Awesome protection.
All right. God bless you. Appreciate you coming on with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks,
Connor Lynn Horowitz. You bet. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. This radio show morphs into a television show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go up there and link in. Watch us with the documents, the articles, the materials, the guests, the video clips that are coming up. And we'll continue on radio as well, straight ahead with Dr. Russell Blaylock and a lot more.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joe Berlinger is our guest for the rest of the hour. He's an award-winning filmmaker, journalist, and photographer. His films include landmark documentaries like Brother's Keeper, Paradise Lost, the child murders at Robin Hood Hills, and Metallica, Some Kind of Monster. His most recent film, the multi-award-winning Crude, debuted at the 2009 Sundance Film Festival and is scheduled for theatrical release in September. It is September. The inside story of the controversial $27 billion Amazon Chernobyl case in Ecuador. And it goes on. Stephen Holden of the New York Times says, Crude, rarely have such conflicts been examined with the depth and power that Joe has engaged in. So we've got him here with the documentary Crude. Amazing film. We're going to be playing some clips, though there is some profanity in it because it's a documentary. So most of it will just be video in the background while Joe is talking. We'll play the trailer, too, coming up here on the radio slash TV show. People tune in all the time, and I get emails. Why are you talking about video? I'm listening to you on this radio station. This is the 21st century. So it's not just a document cam or a video cam like Limbaugh has. We got cameras all over the studio. It's a TV studio now. Got document cam, video clips, full production crew. It's great. You can watch it live if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. So, Joe, it is great to have you on with us, my friend.
Pleasure. It is a pleasure. I missed you since we hung out a few years ago.
Yeah, for people that don't know about that, and I guess it's probably the first time that you've talked about it, or at least publicly, that I know of, $3+ million budget, biggest for Discovery Channel ever. You're an award-winning, top-tier documentary maker with your partner. You come out, interview me for several of the episodes, and tell folks what happened with that.
Well, we had a series for Discovery called... what was our, I don't even remember what our, oh, Tribes of America was the name of the series, and a woman named Jane Root, who used to run the Discovery Network, loved our work and hired us to do the series about different kind of subcultures in America. And one of the subcultures we wanted to explore was the world of, you and, you know, the clear-eyed kind of news you like to deliver, and we thought that would be an interesting show. You know, the so-called conspiracy theorists, and obviously, you know, what you guys think of yourselves. I should include myself amongst them. And we did a great episode with you and a couple other people in your community. You were, of course, the star of the show. We did a number of other episodes on different kinds of communities. And at the 12th hour, after $3 million had been spent on this television series, the woman who hired us, who was actually the head of the network, ended up getting fired, replaced by another guy named John Ford. And, of course, as is typical in corporate America at these television places, and I guess I'm biting the hand that feeds me, but, all the projects that this woman had greenlit were thrown out the door, and a whole new set of programming was brought in.
But your project was shot very close to being done.
Exactly. We did an episode on evangelical street preachers. We did an episode on the New York Diamond community. We did your episode was called Alternative Radio.
And then one on robotics.
One on robotics, one on this community in the desert. It was 2 years ago, so I've been so involved in the Amazon.
It was Carneys.
We did one on Carneys, and then we did one on this desert, people living in bunkers in the desert. That was a great series, and it was 99% shot. The money had been spent. We were in the final phases of post-production. Your show in particular was fantastic. We spent some time together following you both down in Austin, and then, we went to the premiere of your work in progress of your last movie, and then for 9/11 activities, we followed you around in New York. It was really a great episode.
Yeah, you were there when I got arrested, and they shoved Etienne with his $100,000 camera down for no reason. I mean, this was intense.
Yeah, and it was a great episode. The whole series was this kind of cinema verite exploration of these different groups of people who aren't your traditional kind of citizen. At the 12th hour, the show was canceled and the stuff, wasn't even aired. And, I'd be the first one to say if the show stunk, I understand why they didn't air them. But these were high-quality documentaries made by, very good documentary makers. And they just fell victim to the usual thing, like they'd rather waste $3 million worth of production than the new guy airing this stuff realizing they made a mistake in firing this person because the shows do well. So we had that, and we had another TV series that they just buried called San Quentin Film School. So these two projects that had originated with this woman who since moved on and was fired, the new regime just jettisoned all of this great
work. Yeah, back
work.
To Pentagon programming, but also behind the scenes we were talking, because you really were doing a fair piece. It didn't make us look like angels. It was what really happened.
Yeah.
They came to you, you said, and said that they were trying to put, would I debate a neocon? Would I? And then even though you were talking with me about, my God, they really are trying to manipulate this, then that wasn't even enough for them. They just threw the whole thing in the fire.
Yeah, and it's one thing to cancel a show or cancel a series, at the development stage or at the early stage where a show is not yet shot. But here you have literally $3 million worth of production. You'd think they'd at least air it at some odd hour just to at least get some economic value out of it.
This is like aborting a 17-year-old.
Exactly.
Right when you're about to get them out of the house.
Exactly, exactly. So it was very heartbreaking, and I was particularly disappointed with your episode being canceled, because I thought that was a lot of fun. It was very interesting. You know, I forget, who is the guy? Jeff Rantz?
Rantz.
He was profiled, and another guy was profiled, but you were kind of the star of the episode, and the stuff we shot of you in New York getting arrested was priceless.
Yeah, it was. Well, I know you're here to talk about Crude.
Yeah.
Tell us first, it's opening now, where people can see it, in what cities, amazing cinematography, really serious stuff.
Yeah, no, it's a film that kind of changed my life and really opened my eyes up to some fundamental truths. Shot over a 3-year period in the rainforest of Ecuador. If you go to our website, www.crudethemovie.com, you'll see all the places it's playing. You know, it's a small, platform release, so we're rolling out city by city. It opens next week, September 9th in New York City at the New, not the New Earth, that's LA. It opens at the IFC Center in New York on September 9th. It opens at the New Art in Los Angeles, September 18th. The Lumiere in San Francisco on September 25th, and then we start adding cities like crazy. And I know you're based in Austin, so it's coming to the Dolby, the landmark Dolby Theater, October 9th. And hopefully, I'm going to come down, so maybe you can come help me do a Q&A or something.
Yeah, I'm going to be done with my film, Fall of the Republic, by then, and it'll be getting printed up on DVD. So I'll kind of be over the hump. And I would love Joe to come see you again. And I'm just watching clips of the film, reminding me how well this film is done. I mean, this looks like film, but yeah. It was shot, I guess, in HD?
Yeah, we use these little HD cameras, and, you know, the technology is so good, you get a really nice look. And actually, for the theatrical release, we ended up transferring it to 35 millimeter, you know, for theaters. And I'm surprised at how great it looked. It really held up nicely. You know, there's beautiful light down there that of course, helped, and that beautiful light kind of, you know, put a spotlight on the disgusting and horrible pollution that is the subject of the film.
And Canada had roughly 15% higher wages than us, so most of their industry came down here in the 70s and 80s. NAFTA and GATT lowered the Mexican standard and the United States standard. That's clear now. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of Michigan looks like a third world war zone.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as they continue the free, quote, fair trade, the race to the bottom, we need to look at what's going on in Ecuador and Mexico, because that's how we're going to be living now, or something closer to it. And your film investigates that. And you had to worry about kidnappings. You had to have armed guards. I mean, this was a journey into hearts of darkness, Joe. So when we come back, let's get into it. But let's start with the film and some of the adventures, and then some of the backstory, some of the things we won't see in the film.
Okay, sounds good.
Go ahead and start telling us about it.
Oh, I thought you were queuing up for a commercial break.
No, I'm saying we are coming. We got a few minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, basically, you know, I went. I'll just talk about how I got started. You know, I kind of got dragged into this film, kicking and screaming. You know, the lawyer on behalf of these 30,000 plaintiffs. Which are rainforest dwellers, indigenous people, came to me and told me about this pollution and said, you got to make a film about it. It sounded preposterous. I couldn't believe that what he was telling me was true, but I went down and looked at it for myself, and there I saw an area the size of Rhode Island, a 1,700 square mile swath of the Amazon rainforest, completely despoiled through oil production. You know, for 30 years, Texaco drilled oil, and when you drill for oil and the oil comes up out of the ground, you have to separate what's called formation water from the marketable crude. The crude goes off to market, and then this water, which is filled with toxins, is supposed to be reinjected back into the well cavity. Instead, for 30 years, they just pumped it into the rivers and streams that feed the Amazon River. That also has been the home of these six indigenous tribes. One of them has since become extinct, but the five indigenous tribes that are actually part of this lawsuit, this was their backyard. And there are now skyrocketing rates of cancer, leukemia, childhoods, 15 out of 20 children that are born have these terrible skin rashes. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And in addition to releasing this toxic water directly into the rivers and streams that feed the Amazon River, you know, hundreds and hundreds of these giant unlined pits were carved out of the jungle, and a lot of oily, toxic...
Joe Berlinger, stay there. Let's come back and talk about this. On the other side, the new film is Crude.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Filmmaker Joe Berlinger is our guest. The film is Crude. I've been playing some clips for people watching us on the web. For radio listeners, you can visit the website of the film. Joe, where's the best place for people to go to find out more about Crude?
Well, basically our website, www.crudethemovie.com, and we got a whole set of information about the film, clips, the trailer, links to other organizations, how you can see it, how you can get involved.
Now, I want to get into what's happening to these native peoples there, but also just the adventure of being down there.
Yeah.
I mean, are you worried about the oil companies coming after you? They do whatever they want in Latin America.
Yeah, well, when I was down there, I was very nervous. I did not make my presence known. Luckily, there were a lot of NGOs like Amazon Watch monitoring the trial to make sure it took place. And so I just kind of, had small cameras and a very small crew and did a lot of the shooting myself. So I just kind of slipped in with the local media and the local, not the local, but the NGO people. And I did not go and knock on doors and get interviews. I was just there to film the trial because, first of all, we were a mile and a half from the Colombian border at times, where the FARC in that particular part of Colombia and Ecuador, where the FARC, the guerrilla, anti-government guerrillas, are very active, and they, kidnap Americans for ransom. So that worried me. There was also an area where the drug runners were very active. So, when I checked into my hotel, in quotation marks, my hotel in this little jungle Wild West town, on my first trip, I mean, I literally stepped through a crime scene because somebody had just been murdered in front of the hotel. So I was a little nervous. It was far less cushy than my previous assignment of hanging out with a heavy metal band for 3 years on the Metallica film. It was also a malaria zone, so we were covered head to toe with jungle gear and slathering ourselves up with industrial strength DEET spray to keep the mosquitoes at bay.
Sounds hellish.
It was terrible, actually. I mean, it was 120 degree equatorial heat, because you're right at the equator. And the worst thing is you're standing in front of these massive pollution sites, these giant jungle pits, cut out of the jungle, filled with tar and petroleum. And holding a camera in this kind of heat, and you by the end of the day, I had a massive headache. It's funny, the first trip down, my doctor advised me to take Malarone, which is a anti-malarial preventative medication, because, the CDC indicates that this is a malaria zone, and that stuff made me psychotic, man. I had my, second night in this hotel, I felt like I was having my Martin Sheen Apocalypse Now hotel room moment because the stuff was making me want to jump out the window.
One squadron, as I'm sure of Delta Force, came home from Afghanistan on that.
Yeah.
And three groups killed their families. The other guy killed himself. So, yeah, that stuff's got to be taken off the market.
Oh, without question. It made me really queasy. I was literally grabbing my bed and just praying that I'd get through the night. So subsequent shoots, I stopped taking the Malarone and just wore heavy clothing and covered myself up with, the best bug spray money can buy. So it was not an easy assignment. And then you add to it the emotional toll. I mean, you're talking to native people whose lives have been destroyed. This was a cultural genocide. And they've been poisoned. There's no drinking water anywhere. You walk around these villages. I mean, the thing that really made me want to make the film is on my first scouting mission, I got out of the canoe. We'd taken a canoe down to one of these, to the Kofan people, proud people who've lived there for millennia who live off the water, use the water to bathe, to drink. In this country, we take it for granted. You go to the tap, there's water, but this is a place where the water has been completely polluted, and these are people who, use the water for everything, transportation, bathing, drinking. And I got out of the canoe, and these people, deep in the heart of the Amazon rainforest were, preparing a meal using industrial tuna, the kind of canned tuna that you might get at Costco or something, or a big restaurant supply company, from another part of the world. Deep in the heart of the rainforest, these people were eating tuna because the fish in the river were either dead or deformed. And that kind of just, was a real wake-up call for me about how, I'm not smart enough to figure out whether Chevron should win or lose this trial. As you'll see in the film, they've wrapped themselves up in enough legal arguments that who knows, you know, who knows if the justice system can prevail. But from a moral standpoint, it's just astounding that they would go into the backyard of these people and foul the place up. And you walk around these indigenous villages, and what breaks your heart is, you know, we force
Joe,
these,
stay there, stay yeah. there. Tell us about that when we get back. Got a break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
We're going to go back to the filmmaker of Crude, The Real Price of Oil, coming out in movie theaters, art houses across the country. Very important documentary. Give you that website as well before our guest leaves us, but we're going to go back to Joe in just a moment. I want to tell you about one of the sponsors who made this hour possible. That's EcolaBlue.com, atmospheric water generator. Well, this would really help the folks down there. They're in the middle of the Amazon but can't use their own water. It grabs the water out of the air and then puts it through a 7-stage filter, including reverse osmosis and carbon and UV. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? This isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Ecola Blue, with the Ecola Blue 28 machine, will allow you to do just that. 7.5 gallons a day. They have bigger units if you want them, and it holds the water inside of the system in a stainless steel tank. It looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top. It's EcolaBlue.com, ecoloblue.com, or 1-800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. 6043 acolablue.com. And then also, don't forget that I'm also a documentary filmmaker and have authored a book and published another book and a lot of other great books and videos and materials that I think is the most important work out there that I've seen or read is all available at our online bookstore and video store at InfoWars.com. And your purchase of books and videos also makes what we do here possible because we are self-financed in all the material and information we bring you on this radio show and with the news sites and the films. And I want to thank everybody for their continual support. My film, The Obama Deception, films like Endgame, Terror Storm. We've got Camp FEMA coming out in 2 weeks. You can pre-order that to be the first to get it at InfoWars.com. And we have the books and, of course, the T-shirts and ball caps and other materials, the gear there at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. You can also call and ask the operators questions about combos, discounts, different films. Some of my documentaries are as inexpensive as $5.95 per DVD. So, again, check that out. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Okay, going back to Joe Berlinger and the film Crude, The Real Price of Oil. I want to get off the oil system. It's been great for us, but it has all this toxic waste associated with it. The greenhouse gas carbon tax thing is a red herring, in my researched opinion, to put a tax on carbon dioxide instead of going after. That's why oil companies are now behind the greenhouse gas. It gets them off the hook for the cracking of the oil, the refining of the oil, the extracting it. Joe, you went down to Ecuador 25 times. I mean, that is just yeoman's work in this malaria-infested equatorial region, third world with, you know, kidnappings and police state. Instead of me asking questions, you've got the floor. Let's talk more about why there's toxic waste, what this toxic waste is, what's happening down there, where all this is going.
Yeah, and let me just say, you know, I agree that we should be thinking about, more than thinking about, moving towards alternative energy for a host of reasons. But this film is not an anti-oil film. It's an anti-corporate irresponsibility film. I mean, I'd be a hypocrite right now to be making an anti-oil film because, you know, I fly to film festivals on airplanes. I heat my house with oil. I drive a car. You know, we're all kind of stuck in this system until it changes. But it's an anti-corporate irresponsibility film. You know, there's responsible ways of drilling for oil and irresponsible ways of drilling for oil. And what happened in the jungle down there, you know, Texaco, you know, we use Texaco and Chevron interchangeably just to explain to the audience, the operator and the perpetrator of what I'm talking about is the Texaco Petroleum Company, which was purchased by Chevron. You know, they merged in 2001. So with that, Chevron inherited the lawsuit. So sometimes I say Texaco, sometimes I say Chevron. It's, you know, so they're the same at this point. But Texaco discovered oil in the 60s down in this Amazon rainforest, this pristine jungle environment. In fact, you know, they say that one of the few places on Earth that survived the last ice age was the Ecuadorian part of the Amazon rainforest. You know, most of the Amazon rainforest is in Brazil, but the headwaters of the Amazon begin in Ecuador, and the Ecuadorian part of the rainforest, they say, is one of the few places on Earth that survived the last ice age, and therefore that is the reason it has such incredible, you know, biodiversity. Over a quarter of the world's species are in this little part of
it's super ancient. For those that don't know, the ice age hasn't run over it, killing whatever was originally there or displacing it. This is one of the most ancient places on Earth where you have a continually developing system, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And of course, it barely has survived now the last 40 years of oil production because of the way in which it was done. You know, Texaco discovered oil, came in, they set up a consortium with the government. You know, the government is not blameless in this situation. But Texaco was, you know, created and operated the system that, as the plaintiffs say, was designed to pollute. Basically, there were three levels of pollution down there. The first and most insidious level of pollution is that when the crude oil comes up from the ground where it's been, you know, hanging out beneath the Earth's surface for millions of years, it's mixed with water. That water is called formation water because it's been mixed in with the crude for, you know, eons. There's a process of separation where the marketable crude is separated out from the water. The marketable crude goes by pipeline to a port and is sent off so that we can go get it refined and have lots of gasoline in this country. The water is supposed to be the standard operating practice of the day, although Chevron will claim otherwise. The standard operating practice of the day is to reinject that water into dormant wells so that it goes back into the earth out of, the, you know, way below the water table. That's an expensive process, relatively speaking. So the
plant. Yeah, I mean, but I mean, here in Texas, a lot of oil industry. If any of that gets into the water table, it's a huge lawsuit, huge event.
Absolutely. If this stuff happened in the United States, these people would be in jail. Is my opinion. You know, Chevron disputes that and claims otherwise. They, you know, one of the problems with this case is that the court has been overwhelmed with paper and disinformation and misinformation and counterclaims. Your head will spin.
Well, like you said, you're not a petroleum geologist.
Yeah.
I'm not a chemist.
Yeah.
But watching the film, we've been playing clips of it here in the background. You're by a river and you see the oil and the gasoline, the shininess where the people are bathing and drinking. It's coming by. You see the black oil pouring out into the water. You see, I mean, that they clearly.
Yeah. So let me just so the listeners understand. So the oil, you know, the water and the oil are separated in this separation process. Oil goes off to market. The water is supposed to be reinjected into these wells. Instead, it was literally pumped into the rivers and streams that feed the Amazon River that are also the home to, it used to be 6 indigenous tribes, now it's 5 indigenous tribes. And these people just drink the water and didn't know better. And in fact, we heard stories, I can't verify it, though it was not included in the film, but we heard stories that actually the early oil development people actually told the locals that that formation water was, you know, had vitamins and minerals and was good for you. You know, these people didn't know better. They trusted the, you know, They had never had contact with white people until about 40 years ago. You know, and again, I just want to say.
Well, hell, they tell us that sodium fluoride, that's a catch-all for hundreds of chemicals. We've got a tour of the Austin facility. It's hundreds of chemicals they put from the byproduct of fertilizer manufacturing in our water. So they tell us it's minerals.
That's true. So one level of pollution was just the direct piping for 3 decades of formation water. The other level of pollution is that they carved out of the jungle unlined, and they will claim it's lined because the jungle clay is not permeable. You know, we saw evidence to the contrary. They carved these giant unlined pits. When a well is first dug, the initial stuff that comes up is just full of, it's just kind of a toxic soup of stuff that gets dumped into these pits, and then whenever they do maintenance on the wells, more stuff gets dumped into these pits. And these pits are, you know, it's not unusual to have pits, but they're supposed to be cleaned up. And these pits were just left in the jungle. And what was a little unusual in the jungle version of these pits is that because it rains so much in the Amazon rainforest, that's why it's called the rainforest, these pits would overflow from rain. So they installed these gooseneck pipes that allowed the rainwater, which then had been mixing with the petroleum, to, leach into the, to go right into the rivers and streams. And then the third level of pollution, which is not their fault, but, because this is standard, in oil production, that's one of the reasons oil production is just a messy business. The other byproduct of oil production is natural gas that is not brought to market often in these kinds of regions where it's difficult to bring it to market. They just burn it off. That's why at oil production facilities you see a flare going off. So imagine in the jungle thousands of these flares adding to a black rain environment to an already assaulted environment that was once pristine. I mean, it breaks your heart walking around these villages. You know, these Amazonian Indians who, you know, had a very nice lifestyle, you know, in harmony with nature for millennia, You know, we force these people into a quasi-Western lifestyle by virtue of the fact that we take away their traditional means of sustenance. They're the, you know, the animal stocks are depleted from the pollution. The fish in the river are dead.
Well, I think that's the key here, is that you're saying they know now. Because if people are putting an act on, they would, you know, still eat the fish. But you're saying they won't eat the fish now.
Well, they have to. That's the sad thing, is these people, you know, looking into mothers' eyes, knowing that they're giving their children poisonous water because there's no other water. Nobody has come to the aid of these people. You know, they whatever fish they can get, they eat it. But you know,
so it's a primitive area with no infrastructure, and they're just drinking the water right out of the streams and rivers that are just a mile or less away from all these toxic chemicals being dumped. I mean, I know enough about the oil industry just growing up in and around it here in Texas that they're not following any of the same procedures or rules in Ecuador. Just looking what's on the video, this is just outrageous.
Yeah, well, Chevron claims that they were following the standards of the day and that they cleaned up their mess, and that any mess is due to the fact that they turned over the operation to the state-run oil company called Petroecuador. And it is true that Petroecuador, because, you know, Texaco left in 92. They didn't get a renewal of their concession from the government. They split. They turned this polluting system over to the state-run oil company called Petroecuador. And one of the complicating factors of the case, and one of Chevron's, you know, legal points, is that Petroecuador continued to pollute for a number of, well, until today, they've gotten their act cleaned up a little bit. You know, so Chevron points the finger at Petroecuador, but, you know, that is kind of obfuscating the original issue, which is in 93, this lawsuit was originally filed in the United States shortly after their departure because everyone saw that there was a polluted mess there.
Well, I want to be clear. On this show, I exposed the whole greenhouse gas tax system written up by Enron is clearly a fraud. But then people get confused and say, well, wait, you're not for the environment. No, I don't want my children drinking toxic waste in the water, breathing poisons in the air, eating GMO foods. And the evidence is all of that is bad and hurting all of us. And this is something clearly in the film and the stories that we see around the world where if we demand change, we will get it. And it looks like that the pressure you and others have put on them is starting to have some effect now that the state-owned oil monopoly is starting to clean up its act. Because, I mean, it goes back to the jungle, you know, the book written over 100 years ago about people falling into the sausage machines and the coal plants not having scrubbers and, you know, all the toxic waste here. There is good things about environmentalism we've done that we need to do and continue to do. The problem is you have all these opportunists and NGOs coupling their agenda of just getting control of the economy to this. So it's kind of like getting the mafia for help, and you end up with something even worse. So it's a very sophisticated situation from my point of view. But, Joe, I know that you have been offered top documentaries, TV shows, and you have done a lot of those. And I know traveling down there 25 times and spending year after year, you know, several years on this film, that I know you're just hoping to even get your investment back, is a great social investment you've made, and I really respect you for what you've done because this is a film that most people wouldn't have the courage on multiple fronts, being down there in that hellhole and also dealing with the oil companies. So I really do commend your courage.
Thank you. I went down on this initial scouting mission, and I just was embarrassed to be an American. If it were true that an American company, whether it was legal or not, whether they've protected themselves through legal, you know, releases, as they claim, and all sorts of whatever, things that are beyond my training.
Chicanery.
You know, you know, legal or not, to me, what has been done in this region, I feel, is morally bankrupt. And, you know, when I went back to my nice home in New York and, you know, tucked my two children in their separate bedrooms and turned on my tap and had a, you know, drink of relatively clean water, I just felt like, how could I turn my back on these people who have been screwed over, you know, by the system in a ways that people can't even believe unless you go down there and look at the place.
You had to have armed guards while you were there because of the kidnapping or because of threats? Why?
Well, we didn't really have armed guards. I don't know where, maybe that's don't know where you got that from.
Well, I was watching some of the video, but I mean, you had a bodyguard with you, correct?
Oh no, those were stolen. I mean, there were lots of soldiers there. I mean, I didn't have armed guards, or I didn't want to call attention to. I mean, we were very nervous, and there were some occasions where we were followed, and our hotel room was ransacked on one occasion. You know, I can't tell you if that was local punks, local drug runners, local affiliates of the oil company. I mean, I tried to fly way below the radar, and I felt like if I came with armed guards.
I must have gotten confused.
You know, there was a big military presence there, you know.
Maybe you were talking about getting armed guards a couple years ago when I was talking to you.
Oh, that's possible. That's possible. But I decided not to call attention to myself, because I just wanted to get this thing in the can under the radar and then deal with it later.
Absolutely. Chicanery is the use of tricks to deceive someone, usually to extract money from them. I think that's a good definition. I want to come back and play the trailer, audio for the radio listeners, video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now, of the film. And it's up on the site, crudethemovie.com.
Now, the only problem with playing the audio for listeners is they're not going to see the Spanish translation.
But that's okay. We have a big Spanish audience.
Right,
it's only
good.
2 minutes long. We'll play it for folks. Joe Berlinger is our guest. You can read all the amazing reviews. New York Times, LA Weekly, Howard Zinn, CNN. John Perkins gives it a big endorsement. Really, yeoman's work you've done, Joe, here with the new film, Crude, coming out in theaters as we speak.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down, shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Joe Berlinger's film premieres for 2 weeks only, the IFC Center in New York City, starting September 9th, coming up next Wednesday. Then it opens September 18th, Los Angeles, Irvine. It comes to September 25th to San Francisco, Berkeley, San Diego. October 9th in Philadelphia and Austin, Texas. October 16th, Denver, Santa Fe, Miami. Washington, D.C., Seattle, October 23rd. Opens November 6th in Boston, Dallas, Houston. Opens November 13th, Baltimore, Minneapolis. Opens November 27th, Atlanta and San Antonio. Also coming to Chicago, Hartford, Portland, Eugene, a lot of other places. It's firstrunfeatures.com, or you can find out more at crudethemovie.com. We have links up on Infowars.com. You know, I said I'd play the trailer, but he's right. A lot of it's in Spanish and subtitles. So just go to the site, and you can see it right there, them ladling the toxic chemicals right out of the and burning down the rainforest. And I guess they also had a lot of oil fires down there, too, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, legal, not legal. I'm not smart enough to figure out all that stuff, but it's certainly immoral, I think, to go into a region like that and just to spoil it. We also heard horrible stories of oil workers raping the local women, stuff that I didn't include in the film because we couldn't verify it. But even if it's a quarter true, I mean, some of the stories I heard, you know, made the hairs stand up.
Basically, a Wild West free for all.
A Wild West with this colonial, arrogant prejudice towards indigenous people. That's really why I made the film. You know, we were talking between the break that, you know, I did find some money for this, but a lot of it was paid for by myself. And initially I was just paying for it myself because, you know, I just was angry and upset that, and it was like this kind of, I felt guilty for being white, you know, there was a, you know, for 600 years, we've, you know, white people have treated indigenous people horribly, including how we started this own country. You know, we all know somewhere in the back of our heads that the Denny's over there used to be a Cherokee village, like a real Cherokee village, not something at Disneyland. And, you know, I used to kind of just think about it from time to time and think, oh, well, that's in the distant past. But the reality is multinational behavior in these third world countries is just the modern day continuation of this terrible treatment.
But Joe, well, I mean, I agree with you, but I think it's more than just white. Any powerful empire, whether it was the Japanese or whoever or the Aztecs, they end up abusing the weaker group. And this multinational system is doing bad things to us in America, whether we're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. But certainly if we allow this to happen down there, it can certainly go on here. And that's why I salute you for making the film crude, and I'll definitely try to come to the event when you are here in Austin. In fact, I had that little card here in my hand. When is it coming to Austin?
It's October 9th at the Dolby.
October 9th at the Dolby, and it's running for a few weeks, I think, here in Austin, yes.
Unfortunately, just for a week. You know, this is the type of movie that unless people show up that first weekend, it's going to die a quick death. You know, it's not... You know, people like this entertainment, so hopefully people will show up.
So 2 weeks in New York, but a week in the other cities.
Yeah.
Folks, you definitely need to get out to see Crude. Joe, set it up. Come in studio when you're here in town. Check out the new setup. And I just appreciate the great work that you're doing. You are a true humanitarian, and thanks people like you, this planet may have a chance.
Well, and I thank you, and you know, you keep up the good work. You're obviously doing incredibly important work, and you know, the truth will out. That's my opinion. Eventually,
absolutely. Okay. Well, it premieres next week in New York City, September 9th. Joe, take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you. Take care, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, Joe Berlinger, ladies and gentlemen. The website crudethemovie.com. Our websites are infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And my newest film is The Obama Deception. You can pre-order Camp FEMA right now. It starts shipping in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We will be taking calls. I ran out of time with Dr. Horowitz on earlier. We will be taking calls in the next hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes with Dr. Russell Blaylock. In the last 20 minutes of the show or so, I'm going to get into this Van Jones thing and Obama wanting to have all the kids, quote, serve him, and he's going to enlist them. This is part of the National Compulsory Service. I'm going to go over some of that at the end of the show today. I really appreciate Dr. Russell Blaylock spending over an hour and a half with us lined up today. Dr. Russell Blaylock is a board-certified neurosurgeon, author, and lecturer. He attended the LSU School of Medicine in New Orleans and completed his general surgical internship as a neurosurgical residency at the Medical University of South Carolina at Charleston, South Carolina. During his residency, he ran the neurology program for 1 year and did a fellowship in neurosurgery after his residency. For the last 25 years, he has practiced neurosurgery in addition to having a nutritional practice. He recently retired from both practices and devoted full time to nutritional studies and research. Dr. Blaylock has written and illustrated 3 books. The first book was on the subject of excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and it just goes on and on. He developed a lot of widely used forms of procedures in brain surgery, and you just go to his website, blaylockreport.com. That's Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K, report.com. And he's here today to talk about the flu first, the chemicals they put in there to create an autoimmune response, why the government's having to admit now in rats causing neurodegenerative diseases, causing all sorts of joint problems, early onset of just all sorts of problems. Dr. Blaylock's going to go over that today, but also then what's happening with the excitotoxins, what's happening with MSG, what's happening with aspartame, and why he believes this is going on. So Dr. Russell Blaylock with us today to go over this in great detail and take your phone calls. Dr. Blaylock, thanks for being here. Do we have Dr. Blaylock there? We may have lost his line. We've been having some phone systems go up and down today. So we will get the network to call him if we need to. Just give the number to Genesis. We'll do it that way. They're over there fiddling with the phone system. So this is important. I mean, this is really going on. And now we have the medical report that has been put out, internally leaked out of the CDC here in the U.S. and the British medical system in England, that it's causing these degenerative brain diseases. Dr. Blaylock, sorry, we lost you there. Sure. I was bringing up, we're about to go to break, but I was bringing up these internal reports that have now been leaked, saying exactly what you've said years ago, that these vaccines are causing all sorts of brain disorders.
Right. Well, what we're looking at now, because of the new discoveries of stealth viruses, this could be much greater than we know, because a lot of these neurological disorders are more immediate. But the stealth viruses, these hidden viruses in vaccine, could cause neurological disease decades later. We depend on it that the connection's hard to make. Went through that with the excitotoxins in food because of the difference in the time of exposure and the appearance of the neurologic disorder. But we have much better evidence now than we had before.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Long segment coming up. I'm going to try to just sit back and have you go through not just the viruses and RNA in these vaccines, but what is the mercury doing? What is the squalene doing? Why do we see massive increases in all sorts of different diseases in the literature being associated with the vaccines? With Dr. Russell Blaylock, please stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecola Blue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Dr. Russell Blaylock has just joined us for stations that just tuned in or listeners. It's BlaylockReport.com. He is a brain surgeon, neurologist, for decades speaking out against vaccines causing degenerative diseases. I had Dr. Horowitz on earlier, whose mother was killed by this Gillian Bernay or Murray, where the body has an autoimmune response and starts eating the nerves. The media is admitting that it can kill you. The media is now having to admit that Gardasil is killing people. Dr. Blaylock, why do the vaccines attack the nerves in the body?
Well, just the vaccine itself, the trick that they're always, or the problem they're always dealing with is trying to make the body react to the agent that you want to immunize against, for instance, flu, trying to get the body to react intensely enough to give you immunity for a prolonged period of time. Well, the whole basis of vaccination is unphysiological. Almost all the infections that enter the body go through either the nasal passages or the GI tract. Well, that's where 80% of your immune system exists, and it's designed to have the first exposure to these agents, and it's all carefully coordinated. Well, what you're doing with a vaccine, you're bypassing that, injecting it into deep muscle tissue, which is completely an abnormal entrance for this organism. And so you get an abnormal immune reaction, particularly in children, small babies. You get a very abnormal reaction. And that's been well documented in the scientific literature. But in order to try to make your body react, they add what's called immune adjuvants to it. Now, these are various chemicals that cause your body to have a very intense immune reaction. Some of the only adjuvant approved in the United States is aluminum compound, primarily alum. They put that in there to make your immune system react and to cause the immune system to interact with the agent itself, for instance, measles, mumps, rubella, whatever. The problem that we have is many-fold. The aluminum not only produces an abnormal intense immune reaction that's prolonged, but the aluminum itself diffuses out into the body, including the brain, and accumulates, and it stays there for a lifetime. So each time you get a vaccination, you're getting a dose of aluminum. Now, the proof of that was done by a study in which they put a radioactive tag on the aluminum that was in a vaccine that's given to people. And they injected it and traced it to see where it would go. And they found out it disseminated all over the body, but also the brain. Well, that was a single vaccine. Today, children are getting about 40-some-odd vaccines before they start school. Well, that's at least 35, 36 vaccines with aluminum in it. So they're getting 36 times the amount of aluminum that was in that study, and all of that goes to the brain. Over a lifetime, they're talking about giving people as many as 200, 250 vaccines.
Is that why, just interrupting Dr. Blaylock, is that why I see the studies where you get a doubling or a tripling, depending on what study I look at, on people above 60 that get three or more flu shots of Alzheimer's?
Well, yeah, because not only does, for instance, the flu vaccine, not only will it contain the aluminum, it also contains a full dose of mercury. And we know that mercury and aluminum interact in the brain and produce a rather intense destructive reaction. And that the aluminum and mercury stay in the brain for decades, if not a lifetime. Very difficult to remove. And that while it's in the brain, it changes into a much more toxic form of mercury, the ionic mercury. All of this has been proven in the neuroscience literature. The problem is the people giving the vaccine, that is your family doctor, your internist, your pediatrician, they're not aware of any of this literature. They don't read these things. They just read a pamphlet that comes from the CDC or from their specialty.
Yeah, that's what's crazy is that I can be at a family event talking to somebody in my family who's a pediatrician, and I'll go, well, I read the studies put out by a major university where it increases Alzheimer's to take the vaccines, and I have this study that Gardasil's killing people, and I have this study that in all the rat species they give vaccines, they see massive increases in really debilitating arthritis, and that these chemicals that are causing the autoimmune response are burning out all these different, and they're like, well, you're not a doctor. And I'm like, I'm not a doctor. I'm saying the doctors are saying this, and they look at me like I'm crazy.
Right. Well, you know, the first thing you have to realize is that when physicians go to medical school, when I went to medical school, there was virtually no instructions on vaccines. You took a two-week immunology course. You know, they're pretty intense, but it was just 2 weeks long. And that was your exposure to immunology. Well, you hardly had any time to learn about the intricacies of vaccines. I doubt that there's much more instruction today. You learn a lot about the mechanism of immune reaction, but you're not taught about vaccines in specific. So physicians generally don't know a lot about it, and they're not going to the scientific literature researching these things, looking at these things. And the vast majority of physicians know absolutely nothing about neuroscience. And so when you start talking about microglia being activated and excitotoxicity and immune reactions in the brain, they really don't know what you're talking about. That's not their specialty.
Well, sir, I'm not a doctor, but I know if I eat a big bag of Doritos with MSG in it, I get a headache an hour later. And before I ever heard this stuff was bad, by the time I was a teenager, I started avoiding MSG. I didn't even know what MSG was. I just knew, don't eat Chinese food, don't eat Doritos.
Right. Well, you and millions of others made that observation while the physicians were denying it. And for decades, all the big journals, New England Journal of Medicine, was denying there was any such thing as the Chinese restaurant syndrome. Well, now it's proven beyond all doubt, and we know that these exposures produce certain destructions of brain connections and the exact mechanism of what it does. For decades, they denied that monosodium glutamate entered the brain. Well, now we have absolutely proof it does enter the brain and produces these changes, particularly in the young during the most intense brain formation. Well, one of the effects of repeated intense vaccination is that it activates these cells in the brain that release glutamate in high concentration, producing the same effect. But even worse, because there's an interaction of the immune reaction in the brain with the excitotoxicity, something that I coined the term immunoexcitotoxicity, which is now in the medical literature. And this is a major mechanism for most of your neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's and Guillain-Barré and all of these things that we're now hearing about. Well, the interesting thing is the number of immunologic autoimmune diseases has increased, virtually exploded. The immunologists are all in a quandary is trying to figure out why, what has happened in the last 30 years that's triggered this incredible increase in every type of autoimmune disease, particularly those affecting the brain. Well, they've toyed with environmental factors. They say, well, there must be chemicals in the air or exposure to nanoparticles of diesel fuel. Everything but the most obvious, which is vaccines. The number of vaccines in the last 30 years has increased just astronomically.
Because they can't point the finger back at, I mean, you look at these medical journals and reports, half the ads are drug ads and vaccine ads.
Right.
But as this is ravaging their own families, well, I mean, I know you're a brain scientist, a brain surgeon, a neurologist, but why is it linked to the diabetes in the literature? Why is it linked, I mean, conclusively from what I've seen and other medical doctors we've had on, to, you know, teenagers and young people getting really serious disorders of the joints and the arthritis? I mean, how is it doing that?
Well, it's the same autoimmune type reaction. Rather than the brain, it's attacking the cartilage in the joint, and it's attacking the beta cells in the pancreas, producing diabetes, and it's autoimmune reaction in the lungs, producing asthma. So all of these different diseases we know that are linked to these abnormal immune reactions are being connected to this immunization program, and the countries that have periodically outlawed certain vaccines, the incidence of type 1 diabetes and asthma has fallen precipitously. So we have very good circumstantial evidence of the connection to the vaccine policy. The problem is, as you say, they're advertising in all the medical journals. They contribute huge amounts of money for medical education and support of medical schools. They wine and dine residents and interns. I'm talking about pharmaceutical company makers. So there's so much financial influence and financial influence throughout the media because of their heavy advertising on all the media that you can't get this story out despite the fact you have overwhelming hard scientific evidence of this happening. It's just like vaccine contamination. That is so well demonstrated, yet we just can't get that story out except through programs like yours, which is telling the people from the scientists and the scientific studies what we're seeing. Virtually every vaccine is contaminated. And the scary thing is contaminated with agents that can produce cancer and neurological diseases as long as two or three decades after, and even be transmitted to your offspring.
All right, doctor, stay there. That's incredible information. Medical doctor, literally trailblazed many of the modern medical terms being used. We'll be right back.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order now.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you can
did see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip.
We're going to continue discussing what Dr. Blaylock is documenting here, what the vaccines, what the excitotoxins that are in our foods are doing, what's in our water, what the fluoride's doing, and then why he believes they're doing it. He has massive evidence about the eugenics. And I just really appreciate Dr. Blaylock spending time with us. The website is blaylockreport.com. Blaylockreport.com. A bunch of invaluable papers and documents and articles and books available, and a special report you can sign up for. This guy's the real deal. And, you know, again, I was reading stuff he wrote 10, 15 years ago. As he was saying, is now in the major medical journals, the terms he invented. Dr. Blaylock, you were starting, and this is a short segment, long one coming up, to get into the contamination of vaccines, not just what they're putting in there that you and others have proven is very bad and causing autoimmune responses and toxicity and other problems, but what happens in the manufacturing of it, and that a lot of these vaccines are grown on fetal retinas and caterpillar eggs and all sorts of other weird stuff.
Well, yeah, you know, in order to grow a virus, you have to have living tissue. The classic tissue was monkey kidney tissue. Rhesus monkey was the beginning. And then they used the African green monkey, and now they use other type cells. But all of these cells, if they're living, they're contaminated with other organisms, and they have inserted in their DNA carcinogenic viruses. They have mycoplasma. And a number of studies in which they took just vials of vaccines used for humans found a contamination rate varying between 30% and 60% for well-recognized organisms. And you have to realize that these kidney cells are contaminated with thousands of viruses, many of which have never been identified. So unless you're looking for a specific virus, you're not going to find it. We know that some of these viruses take a long time to culture out. You have to culture them for months to get this virus out. And one of the more recently recognized things is the stealth virus, which does not cannot be determined the usual detection mechanism. It takes a very complicated process to make these viruses show themselves. But the stealth viruses are being connected very strongly with cancer, neurodegenerative diseases, and a number of diseases that can come on decades after being exposed to them through the vaccines. So that the potential of serious disease associated with vaccines is just enormous. Now, they have conferences on this all the time, but most of the conferences are closed door. They don't invite the media. They never release the results of this to the media. Sometimes you'll see it in the science magazines, for instance, like Science or Nature. And one conference I read about said that they admitted that most of the vaccines were contaminated with DNA fragments and RNA fragments from viruses of various sorts. And they asked the virologist, well, do you think this is a danger to humans that you're injecting this? And they said, well, we don't really know. We hope not. But, you know, the scientific studies of DNA fragments shows that they're inserted in the human genome. And so you can have a cancer-causing gene inserted into your gene that's passed on to your children.
In fact, you wrote about this. I remember interviewing you 5-6 years ago. You were talking about it. 2 days ago, the BBC admitted that these big studies show suddenly we're mutating faster, and that scientists don't know why, when the answer's right in front of them. And if you pass the autoimmune defenses of the mouth, the nose, and the guts and shoot stuff right into everybody, I mean, any mother knows puncture wounds are dangerous, much less injecting stuff grown on dead fetuses or dead monkeys.
Sure, and if you're injecting a mycoplasma, for instance, well, that mycoplasma is going to grow throughout the body, and it's intracellular organism, very, very difficult to cure a mycoplasma infection. And we know that mycoplasma is associated with cancer, a number of cancers. So to inject these contaminated that's one of the most terrifying aspects of these vaccines, is that they know they're contaminated with multiple agents, and they continue to vaccinate people just like they did with the SB40 with the polio virus.
Let's talk about that when we come back, Dr. Blaylock, and then also some of the other things in our food and water and the great research you've done on that, and then other areas that you think are important to get into. I also want to ask you what it was like when you awakened to this in your practice as a neurologist and as a brain surgeon. We'll be right back with Dr. Russell Blaylock.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We're going back to Dr. Russell Blaylock in a moment. We are going to open the phones up coming up in the next segment into the next hour. He'll be with us till about 40 after or so next hour, close to 2 hours. I want to get into this whole youth brigade and Obama wanting to make all the kids pledge allegiance to him, basically. And that's what they said in their press release last week. Now they're trying to spin it. So we're going to discuss that coming up. I did want to let you, the listeners, know about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. Well, look at that headline. I'm looking at Infowars.com across the room, and it says, "Governor tells citizens they must take the shot, patriotic duty." I mean, this is just getting so Orwellian, but that's coming up in a moment. I did want to tell the listeners about a new sponsor we have. You can go check it out and see the claims that they're making. It's a Silver Lungs. Silver Lungs generator is a highly cost-effective colloidal silver generator and lung delivery system that produces pure and endless colloidal silver and delivers the solution. And you can go check out again what they're saying at silverlungs.com. And very, very interesting. We've had a lot of medical doctors and people on saying that nothing's a cure-all, nothing's perfect, but that nano-silver is good for viruses and bacteria, and certainly a lot better than the reports we're seeing about people taking antibiotics ahead of the flu outbreak, thinking it's going to protect them all over the world, when antibiotics don't even protect you from a virus, but I guess from a secondary infection. Who knows? The point is, go find out more at silverlungs.com. Again, silverlungs.com. It's like an aerosolizer evaporator with the colloidal silver. And also, it has a great colloidal silver making kit that it comes with. One other sponsor that I want to let the listeners know about is eFoodsDirect.com. In these crazy, uncertain times, you need to have some storable foods. These things last 15, 20 years in climate controlled. Now, at my house, they're in the garage because I don't have room. So it lasts 10 years guaranteed. It was recently packed, non-GMO, non-hybrid. They make the stuff every month. Triple enameled cams, super high quality, great price, no MSG. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread, or 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, going back to Dr. Blaylock. Dr. Blaylock, you got interrupted by the break. You were trying to bring up the fact that they know this is in the vaccines, the contamination, but they continue to just go along with it. And as we see all the different diseases and autoimmune problems and toxicity being generated by this, we then see a compounding with the aspartame in thousands of products, the MSG under new names, in almost everything I try to buy at the store. I mean, it's ridiculous. I know instantly when I have ingested MSG, I feel within a few minutes or nearly instantly the fluoride they're putting in the water. Can you break down the things that are in our environment and then from your research why this is happening?
Well, the fluoride, for instance, it's interesting that there's such compelling evidence that fluoride added to water does not reduce cavities at all. And even the American Dental Association has admitted that. So you have to ask yourself, well, if it doesn't reduce cavities, what's the purpose of it? Their flimsy excuse was, well, as the water flows over your teeth, it may topically strengthen your teeth. Well, of course, that's silly nonsense that a fourth grader would see through. So there's no justification, but we do know, and the National Research Institute did a very comprehensive study confirming what all the opponents of fluoridation have shown, and that is that fluoride is a powerful accumulative poison, meaning that it accumulates in the body and can stay there for a lifetime. It destroys bones, increases fractures and osteoporosis. It accumulates in the brain, combines with the aluminum, produces a very neurotoxic fluoroaluminum compound. All of this is known, so you're in a quandary as to, well, if it doesn't even attain its objective, that is reducing cavities, and everybody admits that, and it has all of these toxic effects. It even increases the budding of flu virus, that is the spread of flu virus in your body. What is the purpose? What are you putting it in the water for? Why does the government send its agents to little small townships that vote not to fluoridate their water? Why do they use the expense to send government agents from Washington, D.C. To pressure these people to vote it back in, and use government granting to entice them to put fluoride back in the water? What's the purpose? Well, we don't have hard evidence, but we know fluoride has a definite behavioral effect on the brain. It can produce an apathy-like syndrome. It can affect the ability to think clearly. So is it a financial deal they have with the manufacturers of aluminum and the manufacturers of fertilizer? fertilizers to get rid of this waste product. What exactly is it? Well, you know, you can use your imagination, but we know one thing. It has absolutely nothing to do with dental health. The MSG in the food, the research now is so compelling that it affects the formation and development of the brain, that it significantly can accelerate a number of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and ALS, and migraine headaches, and a number of things, particularly behavioral changes in children, anger, violence. It's strongly connected to depression, particularly pathologic severe depression. So now that we know all these things and our neuroscience are connected to glutamate, why is the food filled with a glutamate additive that we know can trigger these conditions, including suicide, and that there's an interaction between fluoride and glutamate? There's an interaction between fluoride, aluminum, glutamate, and vaccination, that we know if you vaccinate an animal and expose them, for instance, to mercury, aluminum, it dramatically increases the toxicity of those two elements. So with all this abundant, hard neuroscience showing these interacting toxicities, why is the so-called protectors of the public, the EPA and the FDA, not getting these agents out of our food and halting this destructive and idiotic fluoridation of water campaign? Well, they're even talking about making it a federal law that every water system in America must be fluoridated.
Exactly. Now that the American people and the people of the world are fighting back and having it removed, and they admit it doubles the chances of males, adolescent males, to get bone cancer. They just admit that. I've had the scientist that leads the EPA union on, and 90%+ of their scientists signed a letter saying, please take it out, because... And we've gotten a tour of the Austin water supply, and the people working there agreed with us. They said, yeah, we're told by the city to do this. We pay millions a year for it. And all it is the toxic waste left over from fertilizer manufacturing. They mine the limestone and then remove the chemicals they want and then leave the toxic waste. And it's over 100 chemicals they put in our water under the name fluoride. That's just a cat. So it's so insane, though, that the average person says there must be a reason for it, even though the American Dental Association now says kids shouldn't brush their teeth with fluoride toothpaste because it gives them dental fluorosis and makes the teeth shatter. My dad's a dentist. He now understands that. But if people want fluoride, he'll still give it to them. But, I mean, it's just amazing that this is going on. And we know from the literature that this is part of eugenics.
Well, we know that fluoride has a powerful effect on the reproductive system of both males and females and produces infertility and reduced fertility. We know mercury does the same thing, so you're injecting children with high doses of mercury. We know that that also has a damaging effect on the reproductive organs. We know that a number of these agents that we're being exposed to affect fertility. Now, either you have to conclude, well, the government is just made up of a bunch of buffoons who choose to ignore the synergistic interaction of all these things that they're ordering into our food and water and its effect on reproduction and fertility, or they're doing it on purpose. Now, if you talk to young people, and I've talked to my sons about this, I said, I've noticed that there's just an explosion of fertility clinics growing all over the country because young people are having such difficulty with the wives getting pregnant. And he said, yeah, a number of his friends have had that problem because, you know, you've either got to conclude, well, something else is in the air and the water and the food that's producing infertility for this sudden change in fertility of our young people, or possibly someone's doing this on purpose with this combination of fluoride, mercury, vaccination exposure, and glutamate exposure to reduce fertility.
But But, I mean, Dr. Blaylock, you in the past on this show have read amazing quotes by the Rockefellers and in their own textbooks and documents where they admit they're eugenicists and wanted to create a medical tyranny to reduce the population. And then just recently, Eco-Science, the textbook written by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, about how they would implant us with devices to sterilize us, put drugs in the water to lower our libido and sterilize us, set up a planetary government to do this, eradicate the family, using the educational system as the wedge to start that. And then since then, all these other books he wrote and government textbooks have come out describing exactly what they're now doing. And I have him in congressional hearings where Jay Rockefeller says, oh, you walk on water. Oh, you're the master planner. Oh, you're the great builder. It appears that they have adopted his plan. Now, we know there were previous ones that were similar, but it's like they treat him like a rock star when he's on Letterman, when he's before committees. And it appears that his plan from 1977 in this case was adopted.
Well, yeah, and as I told you on that previous program when we were talking about the Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Foundation and Ford, they were spending virtually millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on population control, eugenics, and sterilization. And if you read their literature, I'm talking about some of the most powerful, influential people in society in the 1910-1920 era, it was very open, this call for controlling a population and reducing the level of the unfit and people without social utility. They were quite open about it. Well, they're not quite as open about it, but they're still writing about these things in the literature. And these are people that are very influential, writing in prestigious journals and magazines. If you look at the group of papers collected by the Hastings Center, which Ezekiel Emanuel, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, the health czar of Obama, his papers are calling for this very thing, that we need to let the elderly die and stop giving them health care because they're an expense to the society and they have no right to live. Well, this was a very similar thing that we heard in the 1910s and 20s being funded on a massive scale by the Rockefeller and Carnegie and Ford Foundation. And at the same time in Germany, I'm talking about in 1910, long before Hitler came along, their society was just flooded with the same literature, and so was Austria, talking about the need to control the unfit and to control.
And we know who funded that, the Rockefellers, again, with the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, exactly. Almost single-handedly bankrolled it, along with Thomas Watson of IBM.
And much of their literature came from the United States. They were quoting the literature that was produced by the Rockefellers and the Carnegies. So Hitler grew up in a society that openly was discussing the need to eliminate the unfit and the people that were disabled.
That's right.
Bill.
Hitler thought the U.S. and England were going to join him. And that's why the King of England, Edward VIII at the time, was a Nazi. And Hitler was on Time magazine. And, man, he's doing a great job sterilizing and killing the retarded kids. And, my God, we need to have more of this here. And we can drug the water. And then they went underground. And now they're doing it to us. And the general public better wake up.
Well, the problem with the average person is they're not reading what these people are writing. Because they're openly writing about a lot of this now, the need to regulate and control society. If you read this health care bill, and I've read all 1,017 pages and analyzed various sections of it in detail, it is designed to eliminate the unwanted people. And it conforms exactly to this Rockefeller idea that certain people are not fit to live in society and they have no right to be here. And that governments should decide who has the right to live in the United States and who doesn't. I wrote a paper recently called Social Utility. Who should we let mom, grandmother, and grandpa live? Well, that I go through.
Well, that's the thing. I want you to comment on that. But Daschle wrote a book saying if you're 60, you don't get eye surgery. You don't get brain surgery.
And that's what they do in the socialized healthcare system.
But that's the thing is they write it. Emanuel's brother says it. The bill says we're going to do what this board recommends, and then you read what the board recommends, and it's what you just said, and then they lie and say we're not doing this, just like they have bills introduced for compulsory service, and Obama wants it, and he's going to have the kids form up in front of him next week, literally with telescreens like 1984, sure. And then now he's saying, well, what's wrong with that? I mean, sure. Dr. Blaylock, do you ever pinch yourself, even though you study this and expose it, that it's really happening, that these people really are in control?
Well, it's happening so rapidly. You know, as I tell people, you go back 40 years, you had a hard time getting a politician to admit he was a liberal. Well, now they proudly not only say they're liberals, but that they're far left. You know, most of the time on TV, they say from the left. Well, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, you would never hear a politician say he's from the left, because that's admitting I'm a socialist or a communist, that I'm a collectivist. But they're proud of it now, and what happened when we got the Obama administration is they felt, well, the people want collectivism, and therefore we can move ahead full steam.
Well, look at Van Jones saying, hey, the green jobs is to take the economy over for total redistribution of wealth. I mean, exactly. These people mean business.
That's collectivism. And it's the idea that there's a group of wise people who tell the rest of society what their duty is. And this health corps, this core of young people being drafted is exactly that. You have a duty to do what your government tells you to do and help it. You know, recruit other people into the
amazing
government.
Amazing. Dr. Blaylock, stay there. When we come back, I want to get it more into the Eugenics Master Plan and then take phone calls at 1-800-259-9231.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Dr. Blaylock will be with us 40 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm getting into Van Jones, how they're trying to tie him into 9/11 truth. Your call's coming up. We start the next hour in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231, specifically on vaccines, excitotoxins, eugenics. That's a big area, but specifically for Dr. Russell Blaylock. Doctor, you said you just did a two-hour rundown program on the healthcare bill. You read the whole thing. I've scanned through it. We have your report, Social Utility, How Much Are Grandpa and Grandma Worth? And we've got that linked up on InfoWars.com. It's also at BlaylockReport.com. Run through what's really in the bill. As a medical doctor, as a brain surgeon, as a neurologist, what this really does.
If you look through the bill, you know, one of the first things to assure everybody, you'll be able to keep your insurance if you like it. That is an absolute lie. What you're going to be faced with and your employer's going to be faced with is that if you keep your private insurance, there are penalties you're going to have to pay. And, of course, for the people covering your insurance, it's going to behoove them in terms of finances to move you forcibly into the public option. So you will lose the high-quality coverage that you have at your business. Now, for individual insured people, they tack on so many requirements, mandates, audits, financial things that have to be met by the insurance company and the insured person that you'll no longer be able to pay your premium.
They would just be so this is a whole new bureaucracy where they fine you if you don't have insurance, and then like a new agency like the IRS come in and manage your life.
Well, not only do you pay a 2.5% excise tax for not having insurance, and on top of that, if you have higher income, say you make $250,000, $300,000 total worth, that's not your income, but total worth, then they tack on another percentage, and it can go up to as much as 8.59% tax that you're going to pay above your other taxes because you didn't take the public option. Or you just choose to get a health savings account, you're going to be punished severely for that. So you will be forcibly moved into the public option unless you're just enormously rich and resistant. The really scary thing of this bill is that you read through it, almost everywhere it says things are left up to the discretion of the Secretary of HHS, Health and Human Services. So as you're reading the bill, you find that it's not actually spelled out. It says this will be determined 18 months later, or this will be determined a year later by the Secretary of HHS, coding, criteria, who will be included. All this will be determined later. So you're signing a bill in which there's very few specifics added in many of these sections.
Well, that's what's happening with the cybersecurity, where they admit it so they can take the web over. That's what the gun bills do. They have a bill that says the attorney general can ban any and all guns whenever he feels like it. They're openly setting up a dictatorship.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as you read through this bill, you become more and more frightened because, for instance, it says all physicians are in the public option, whether they want to be or not, that they have to specifically apply to remove themselves from the public option, that is being a federal doctor, and that the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary will decide the mechanism by which you're allowed to leave, which he could make it so difficult and so financially punishing. Most doctors won't leave because they're going to need doctors, and they're not going to want them to live. It says that she has control over all payments to physicians, hospitals, nursing homes. It's at her discretion. As to what they will be paid.
And the incredible thing is most scary is I've read these sections you're talking about. When you bring them up, they just say you're a liar. It doesn't exist. Final hour, 70 seconds away. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, How much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest for another 40 minutes. I'm going to get into Obama's big push to have the youth line up and become his friend and help him. You got Al Gore telling school kids all over the country on tape, don't do what your parents say, global warming's real, work with the government. Van Jones saying, we are going to overthrow America. And they try to hook him up with 9/11 truth. We'll break that down coming up. Dr. Russell Blaylock's our guest. Okay, next segment, I'm going to start going to your phone calls. Dr. Blaylock was just running through some of the total dictatorial blank check takeover. And that's everything Obama's doing is just at our discretion, at our discretion. Well, and go ahead.
It's interesting. The other day I was watching TV and they had one of the leftist politicians saying, oh, there's absolutely no rationing in this bill. Virtually every page is rationing. And the penalties on physicians for just minor misinterpretation of rules or regulations, there's enormous civil penalties. And what we know in national health systems is with time they get further and further in debt, and in order to make up that loss, they start increasing the number of penalties and cutting physician pay. Well, after a while, a physician's pay is going to be so low that he's no longer going to be able to maintain his office, which means they're going to have to sell it to the federal government. The federal government will take over all physicians' offices. Well, this happened where I used to practice in North Carolina, just under the Medicare, Medicaid, and managed care system. I warned the physicians it was coming. They chose not to listen. I left and moved to Mississippi. All of their offices were purchased by the regulatory agencies, and it ruined all of their practices. Well, this is going to be much, much worse. We're going to federalize virtually every segment that has anything to do with health care.
But look at it. The roads are being grabbed. The auto industries are being bankrupted. And the bailout money goes to build the factories in China, Europe, and Brazil. This is corporate receivership where these foreign banks use the government to come in. And now they're even taking over the essential services. This is the total state.
Oh, absolutely. Listen to this. This is the rating of physicians. One of the things they want to sell this bill is we're going to give you high-quality health care, and we have built into it quality measures. Well, on page 258, line 13 through 17, on evaluating physicians for quality medical care performance, it says the performance will be based on satisfactory submitting data on the quality measure. In other words, it's not the actual quality that we're measuring. It's how well the physicians do what we tell them in terms of submitting forms and paperwork to the federal government. If you're a good little boy and a good little girl and you submit your paperwork on time and you do all the paperwork they demand, then you're qualified as a very high-quality medical care facility.
Well, sir, I mean, look at government offices falling apart, total lazy bureaucrats everywhere. Now they want to take health care over, and they're going to be raiding people and going after people with political weapons. I mean, this is This is just an amazing tyranny, and every time I see another piece of it, each piece by itself is enough for a revolution. But you put it all together, it's just, it's the thing they have going for them is it's so bold that the government's going to take over and tell you who's good and who isn't. I mean, this is insane. And then I go back to it, Dr. Blaylock, they then lie about it and say they're not doing this.
Well, you know, one of the big things that really got people fired up was the idea of the advanced care planning is the euphemistic term, which was the death panel, where we have consultation with the elderly and the chronically ill and the disabled to convince them that it'd probably be better if they just moved on into another life and give up their life for the good of the state. Well, if you read this, it's exactly...
Well, stay there. We got a break. Come back with the death panels. Break it down, then we're going to the calls. Dr. Russell Blaylock, stay with us.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Today, unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231. Tony, Mike, Andrew, Jeremy, Pat, your calls are coming up momentarily. Again, Dr. Blaylock, we could have you back up in the next few weeks for another full show just on the health care plan. But I go back to this. I've read the same subsections you're reading. My dad's a physician, so growing up, I know enough about how healthcare works. He's also been a medical care consultant to both hospitals and dental offices, so I can specifically read this and understand a lot of it. But I've seen what the experts have said as well, and I've read it. It's very clear. This is a total takeover of 20% of our economy and the lying about it. But you were getting into the death panels. I mean, it's Daschle. It's Rahm Emanuel's brother. It's the publications. At first, a few months ago, when they thought they had it, they were saying, yeah, you don't need these unnecessary tests. And I've watched House of Commons back when Tony Blair was in, admitting people were waiting 16, 18 months for brain surgeries that were 95% successful if you got it within 2 months. But if you didn't, you were dead. And they admitted this. I mean, I've got two people that work for me in England, the Watson brothers. Their healthcare system's a nightmare. And they now are saying, if you've had a bad life or you've smoked or you've done this, we're not going to give you the healthcare. So I keep going back to the lying when they attack Sarah Palin, who, by the way, I don't like Sarah Palin. She was a fool to quit the governorship. You know, they put her in there as a ringer. But my point is, she's right. But instead, they just say, oh, she's a liar. She's a dumb woman. She's an idiot. There's no death panels. When these bioethicist boards, these are death panels. Dr. Blaylock.
Well, you see, they're clever not using the term death panels or end-of-life death panels or anything like that. What they do is they leave it open-ended. For instance, they talk about end-of-life services and support, palliative and hospice. Well, if you know about hospice, what they did to them is you're allowed to, or you're supposed to transfer a patient to hospice if you think they'll die in 6 months. But physicians don't always know when someone would die, so some live a year or 2 years. Well, you have to take care of them and comfort them and give them their medication. Well, the government came in and said anybody living over 6 months will cut off all Medicare payments to, so you're going to be stuck with the cost. Well, the hospice program said, well, we can't assume this cost, so they started injecting the patients morphine so they would die within 6 months. And so the government policy pushed the hospice system to start ending patients' lives sooner than they would normally.
And now they're killing people in Europe. Even Newsweek admits this, but says it's beautiful and wonderful. I showed the article a few weeks ago. They're now killing people who are depressed, and the government will pay for that. But I know I interrupted you before you finished your full story along those whole lines. So go ahead.
Well, in the bill itself, it talks about, you know, they say, well, it's not mandatory you have this counseling every 5 years. Well, that's a lie. Page 424, it says that this is a part of routine medical care, and the individuals will have the consultations every 5 years. And that if they develop a change in their medical condition, that is an injury or anything that could potentially be life-ending, which is virtually anything, that the consultations occur more often and they'll be updated. It also says that you will be referred to special national, state, and community-based organizations who will do the counseling. Well, that includes ACORN.
Exactly. So this is total political indoctrination, and the horror stories of hospice, and it's different facilities are different, but the Wall Street Journal with Wesley Smith had a whole series of articles about people in government custody who were paralyzed neck down, begging for food and water and being killed.
Well, yeah, and of course, this is what happens in England. In England, for instance, one of the government studies on the quality of the National Health Service found that in one city, 400 to 1,200 people died from what they described as appalling health care. That's just one city, 400 to 1,200 in a year. Now, you multiply that times the 60 million people in England, you're talking about 10,000, 20,000 or more people dying every year from appalling care. There's even stories of patients starving to death in hospital wards. And I had a friend of mine who lives in Louisiana, and he told me the story of one of his close friends whose daughter was a medical student. She went to England to work in the National Health Care Service to see what it was like. She developed pneumonia, was admitted to a hospital, and for 6 days she never saw a physician and never received any medication. She is progressively getting worse and was afraid she was going to die. She called home to her mother. Her mother flew to England, picked her up, flew her back home to Louisiana, and had an ambulance carried to the hospital. Now, that's how they treat the medical student. For 6 days, she wasn't even seen by a physician. She could have died.
Well, I mean, I watch the House of Commons, and for all you dumb, stupid, ignorant, gullible people out there who are watching this or listening who believe all these lies about how you're going to get free health care, the moon is not made of cheese and you're not getting free health care. And the government is working for big banks that want a new tax to pay off these tens of trillions they've stolen. And they're just going to grab the health care, tax you, keep the money, and then give you an aspirin for a heart attack like they do in these other socialist countries. So you better figure that out. I want to go to calls, Dr. Blaylock, but have you, after we take some, hit some more of what's going on in the health care plan. But Rahm Emanuel's brother, who's now in the White House advising, remember last week he said doctors shouldn't be so obsessed over their Hippocratic oath to do no harm from Hippocrates. And for the last decade, they haven't given the Hippocratic oath. I mean, they really are taking our doctors and nurses and taking them from being great, upstanding people, guardians of human dignity, and turning them into little Nazi ghouls. Can you speak to the Hippocratic Oath and Emanuel's brother having the nerve to say you shouldn't take it serious?
Well, the basis of the Hippocratic Oath was Hippocrates, and that was teaching physicians that you're to do everything you can for your patient, and you're never to take a life. Well, that, of course, was an attack on abortion. And so the left wing didn't like that at all. Or physicians were not supposed to take lives. It also included euthanasia, meaning you're never to kill someone because you think they're a useless life. Well, they didn't like that either. So we have at least two things that was getting under the skin of the left: that's abortion and euthanasia. So they want the oath to be removed. Well, now with Ezekiel Emanuel, who's the physician, saying that this oath should be abandoned and physicians are just too obsessed with the idea of saving lives and we need to start letting these people go. They're just wasted effort, that they have no social utility. And, of course, that would also include all disabled people because, according to this lexicon, disabled people have no social utility. They have no purpose. And they're a drain on the economy. Therefore, we should just let them die. It even says in the Hastings Center that it has been a crazy idea to give dialysis to people because some are living 20 years on dialysis and that we could have just let them go at the time that they developed renal failure. And they even, in one of the articles, said we should turn back the clock on medicine. And instead of practicing high-technology medicine we have today, we should turn it back to the 1960s level and have that as our health care.
Doctor, is there any doubt in your incredibly deep breadth of research that these are eugenicists and we have a eugenics guild running our modern society and that at the core, it's just a rationale to be sadistic control freaks who are on power trips? I mean, most of these high-level people, they don't even think they're doing good. These are really dark people.
Well, yeah, I think it's a mixed group. I think there's some who, in their perverted way of thinking, think it's good. Some are just evil people from the core. But, you know, if you read their literature, they really think this is something that's beneficial to society, is to get rid of what they call the human weeds. They said you weed a garden and get rid of the weeds. Well, that's what we have to do in society. It's filled with all these unfit, these people who don't deserve life, and we should weed them out by whatever methods we can. And they said, well, we know this public won't accept extermination camps, but if we could just deny them health care, they'll die off on their own.
And that's what Margaret Sanger, of course, said. You're repeating her, and then that's repeated. But really, the test of humanity is people that are more intelligent, stronger. We're meant to lift up the weak. At the moment we delve into this, we let pure wickedness out of the bottle and societies collapse.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you start reading what some of the so-called elite write, it's quite frightening. And like I said, the stage was set for Adolf Hitler in the 1900s, the 1800s. People were writing things that he eventually implemented. Same thing with Lenin and Stalin and Mao Zedong. There were people who wrote quite eloquent papers about controlling society and exterminating mass numbers of people. Well, along came a dictator strong enough to carry this out. What the average public sees is the dictator. They don't see the foundation that was set 50, 100 years before by these elitists. One of the things that scares me in this bill, it describes taking over the entire medical education system. It talks about in medical schools, anointing certain medical schools in which they will set the curriculum. They will educate the professors that are teach the courses, also taking over nursing schools, dental schools, so that the physicians will be trained.
Well, sir, that's what the cybersecurity bill says. If you're connected to any servers, any IT, the way it's written, everything, special federally certified cybersecurity people must be there like it's a union, and you must serve them, and they must certify you to be, I mean, I will, if this passes, to run this office, we're going to have federal goons in here. And that's what they're doing to medicine. I mean, folks, this is a control freak total takeover. Your phone calls, I promise, when we come back.
3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-8255. 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Man, I wanted to get into things to protect yourself from this flu. Does Dr. Blaylock think it's all hype? Does this flu, does the vaccine cause a hemorrhagic response? Do you get more sun to get vitamin D? Is that the answer? And we'll, right before he leaves us, we'll ask him that briefly, but let's go to calls. Tony in Jersey, you're on the air, Tony.
Good afternoon, Alex. Dr. Blaylock, how are you doing?
Hello.
I have a couple of questions about the swine flu shot, also, you know, about the healthcare, but I'd like to make two comments, if I may, Alex.
Okay, that's two questions and two comments. Make it quick, please.
Okay. Number one, I do have some very interesting things that I'd like to discuss with you at a later time. I have your number. I'll get in touch with you.
Okay.
Second, I've never gone public with this, and Big Brother probably is not going to like it. In fact, I may even be in fear of my life.
Tony, please. That's a big preface. Just tell us, sir. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay. In 91, I tried to join the military. I went through the MEPS process where, you know, it's the Military Entrance Process Center, where they give you shots and take your physical and all that stuff. Well, about 2 weeks afterwards, they called me into the office and told me that I had the AIDS virus. I am not gay. I have never had a blood transfusion. I do not do drugs of any kind.
Yeah, but about a third of the time, they give you a false positive, sir.
Right. Well, anyway, it turns out that that's what it is. And after research and everything, I know where I got it, you know. And so my question is, number one, with someone in that situation, how is the swine flu vaccine and the health care going to affect them?
All right, listen, I appreciate your call. He's saying if he has an HIV virus, well, what will this do?
Well, if you have an HIV virus, you shouldn't have any vaccine. Number one, they don't work. Number two is if you have the vaccine and you're immunocompromised, you run a very high risk of developing autoimmune disease. So you're in a special category where most people's evaluation, you should not be vaccinated, and it's not going to protect you. So that would be my opinion.
Doctor, what about this spin we hear that before you're not supposed to vaccinate pregnant women, but now, oh, that's the group that needs it first. Is that some attempt to make the vaccine look safe, or why pregnant women first?
Well, it was known some time ago that women who developed the flu during certain periods of their pregnancy have a very high incidence of their children becoming either autistic or developing schizophrenia when they get older. You know, the incidence rate is high as 7 to 12 fold higher. It was thought that that was due to the flu virus getting into the baby's nervous system. The studies have since shown that it's not that at all. It's the fact that mother's immune system is activated, and it's the immune cytokines that enter the baby that produce the damage.
Well, so the same information you discovered decades ago is now admitted in the medical journals.
Sure. And when you do this vaccination process, what you're doing, you're repeating that. You're massively increasing the pregnant woman's immune system cytokines, raising her baby's risk of autism or developing schizophrenia.
And is that because the baby own immune system attacks its nerves? Or?
Yeah, it activates the immune system in the baby's brain, the microglia, producing this immunoexcitotoxic reaction. But that's been well demonstrated. They even know which cytokine does it, interleukin-6. So they know this.
Oh, yeah. And they're telling women, take it.
I know, and to me, it's just, you know, I think it's the most insane thing you could possibly do. You know, this has a very low communicability, this virus. And so a woman's chance during pregnancy at that particular age developing flu is pretty small, but if you give them all the vaccine, then it's 100%. They're all vaccinated. And the real dangerous thing about this vaccine, they talk about giving three vaccines in 21 days, which if you know neuroscience, that is particularly dangerous because of the intense immune activation in the brain, the immunoexcitative toxicity in the mother's brain and particularly in the developing baby's brain.
Is that called a cascade?
Well, it's a cytokine cascade, and what happens is that these immune cells produce so many cytokines, these destructive immune chemicals, it starts destroying brain connections and making the brain develop abnormally. And they think that's what produces the autism.
Which eugenicist Bertrand Russell said, we will give children injections to brain damage them to make them part of the servant class. But I bet the government's just idiots. They just so happen to want to target kids and women and people with something that brain damages them. I mean, this is just amazing. Mike, Andrew, Jeremy, Pat, we're going to all your calls. Final segment, Dr. Russell Blaylock. His website's blaylockreport.com. He's got books, DVDs, everything available there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
There is no doubt that education, the medical system, our industries, everything's being regulated, taken over, shut down. They've used the third world labor to shut down industry. Everything is about creating a monopoly. The government wants to wreck society so they can consolidate it, just like Mao and Lenin with their great leap forwards. This is a system of control. Order out of chaos. Dr. Russell Blaylock's our guest. I was giving out the Newsmax.com newsletter that they have with Dr. Blaylock. His main site, the one to get the books, the videos, all the great materials is RussellBlaylockMD.com. RussellBlaylockMD.com, or just Google the name Russell Blaylock. But you can find his writings and the materials all right there on the site. I do want to encourage everybody to also visit our online video bookstore, get our books and videos and t-shirts and materials, not just because they're great materials and wake people up when you share them, but because it also supports what we're doing here overall. This operation costs a lot of money to run, and we also bring in all these guests who we then in turn support. This show is a huge platform for getting the truth out, and I feel really good having doctors and scientists and neurologists on and virologists to tell you about the vaccines, the food, the GMO, all of it. Because this is eugenics. This is real. This is what the elite are doing to us. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Mike in Missouri, you're on the air with Dr. Blaylock. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex and Dr. Blaylock. About a few years ago, I had an accident, and I became disabled. I've got a spinal injury. I'm in the managed care system here in St. Louis, and I go to the medical school here. I've been taking the vaccinations that they give every year. I guess it's been 7 or 8 years now. I've developed arthritis, and I never had psoriasis before. And my my question is, is psoriasis, could that have come from the immunization that I've been getting?
Well, it's possible because it is an autoimmune disease, but psoriasis is associated with arthritis. There is a rheumatoid arthritis syndrome associated with psoriasis. Now, whether or not you just spontaneously develop psoriasis or the vaccines, it's hard to tell, but it is an autoimmune disease, and we're seeing a lot of psoriasis now. Like I said, all of the autoimmune diseases are increasing astronomically.
Can I just add, sir, that if you'll search engine vaccines arthritis, this is not Dr. Blaylock or my opinion. They know in all the studies with rodents, they get it. I mean, you know, baby mice and rats get it. And you're having an autoimmune response in your joints. This is a more important question. Doctor, what can he do to detox and to, he's got his immune system all cranked up. What can he do before he gets diabetes, before he gets real brain damage, before, I mean, is there something he can do to detox or to get the swelling down?
Well, I can't give specific advice over the program, but just in general, what you want to do is if you're having an autoimmune reaction, you want to increase your omega-3 oil intake. There's a Norwegian oil that you can get that has a balance of the EPA, DHA components that reduces this autoimmune reaction. Works very well for a lot of autoimmune diseases. You just take a teaspoon a day, every day. But vitamin D3 is the most important. It is an immune modulator. It prevents overreactivity of the immune system. And there's good evidence that people who have rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or these other diseases have a deficiency in vitamin D3. You may have heard about multiple sclerosis and the connection to sun exposure. You can take vitamin D3 in a dose of 2,000 to 5,000 units a day, and that can significantly reduce many of these autoimmune diseases. And that's a good way to prevent the flu from causing bad injury to you. Because when you take vitamin D3, it stimulates the body to produce what's called antimicrobial peptides. And they are very powerfully killing viruses, bacteria, fungi. And there's evidence that people who have high vitamin D level rarely have any sort of bad effects from flu infections or other types.
And, sir, isn't it showing that cancer rates go way down from people getting moderate sun every day?
Yeah, it's with elevated vitamin D3 in the body, it's about a 50% reduction in a number of cancers, particularly breast cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer. And it's for the same reason, because all of these things are produced for chronic inflammation, and vitamin D3 reduces inflammation. Now, vitamin D3 is the functional form of the vitamin. You can buy it as vitamin D3. But the recommendation now is by the health authorities is 2,000 units of vitamin D3 everybody, even children, every day. And if you give it to your children, you'll find they rarely get infections and they get over their cold and flu.
Well, I mean, this goes back to, and again, I'm not a biologist or a brain surgeon like you, but just reading medical text, I can get the essence of it. But that's why they call the British Limeys, because their guys weren't collapsing on the deck 10,000 miles away from home because they carried little limes with them. That kept their collagen up because the vitamin C was needed with the vitamin D absorption somehow at a metabolic level. I don't quite understand that. But I mean, look, a lot of America has scurvy. We're not getting sunlight. We're not eating good food. We're eating a bunch of crud. I mean, in layman's terms, is that good advice, doctor?
Yeah. You know, all of these vitamins interact. People don't generally, and a lot of nutritionists don't seem to understand that the vitamins have interactions that benefited the functional ability of the vitamin. So you take vitamin D, you take vitamin E, you take carotenoids, the other B vitamins, and selenium, and magnesium. All of these things drastically reduce autoimmune disorders. They stimulate your healthy immunity to help you resist viruses, bacteria. People that die of flu are generally immune suppressed. Normal, healthy people with good immune systems rarely die or even get seriously ill from the flu. So when you see these teenagers, for instance, in the studies on this flu, 32% of the children that died had asthma, which is an immune disorder. Other ones have multiple illnesses, diabetes, heart disease, other inflammatory immune diseases.
Well, look at old folks who never get out and get sun.
Well, and they also have difficulty converting the sunlight into vitamin D, so they need to take the supplement. And it's been shown that until you get above at least 1,000 units of vitamin D3, your blood levels really don't rise. When you're in the sun for 30 minutes, you're getting about 10,000, 20,000 units of vitamin D3 manufactured.
Man, I love it. I can have a headache, be tired, go out 30 minutes in the sun in my backyard, and it's like energized. I mean, it's like a million times better than a cup of coffee. We got to let the doctor go here in just a few minutes. Mike, I hope that answered your questions. Are they pushing vaccines on you when you go in to get medical care? He dropped off. I know they are pushing it now. Andrew in Toronto, Canada, you're on the air with Dr. Blaylock.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a comment and tell you about a new tool I've created for the InfoWar and ask a quick question. The question, in light of all the denial, the huge level of denial everywhere, and where we are at in terms of the timing of everything. I mean, there's a lot of people that when you point them on to certain resources, they shut off when they hear about similarities to not.
I hear you. I got to jump, though. I can't get into other subjects. I want to jam in some more calls. Dr. Blaylock, what do you do when you, even as an eminent brain surgeon, neurologist, you know, your work's all over the medical literature, trailblazing, you don't really toot your horn on so many fronts. I mean, I would imagine you run into people that are just doubting. What do you say to people that just want to take shots every year, you know, want to be unhealthy, want to drink aspartame? What do you do? Move on to folks you can warn?
Well, that's it. You know, it's a free country, and if you want to do it, then you just have to accept the consequences. I'll present you with the evidence if you want it. You can look at it, you can take it or leave it, and you'll pay for ignoring it, but that's the benefit of a free country, or one of the effects of a free country. You know, the government's the one that wants to force people to do things, but if you want to eat hamburgers and french fries every day, then so be it. I've warned you. So when you have your heart attack or your stroke, then you can't say you weren't warned.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in Texas. Jeremy, you're on the air.
Dr. Lott, Mr. Jones, everything in Obamacare, everything with having to do with the vaccines, is an extreme danger to life or property. And I wonder your opinion. And every time that we try to wake up somebody, it will not make the news. What if patriots across the United States begin flying the United States flag Union side down as a public display, try to wake people up?
A lot of people are doing that, and then when neighbors ask why you're doing it, you can explain it's a country in distress. That's why we've had the poster contest that we're extending entries out till next Tuesday, where people put up posters of political ideas and then videotape it. The contest is you got to videotape it and get that submission into us. It's having a great effect. Look what we did with the Obama Joker poster nationwide. That probably made it in, conservatively, that I've seen 60, 70, 80, probably more, newspapers from Tokyo to Los Angeles, TV stations covering it. And that's just what our listeners did. So, yes, we need to somehow... Dr. Blaylock, I wanted to take medical questions for you. So many of these are on other subjects. Let's talk to Pat in Ohio. Pat, do you have a medical question for Dr. Blaylock?
Yes. Hello, Alex and Dr. Blaylock. My mom, she suffers from Alzheimer's, and in the past month, she's been really regressing. And I need to know, is there any type of modern-day technology that can help to improve her condition?
And I exercise?
And a contact number. Well, I do exercise with her, but she's gotten to the point where she won't even eat now unless I feed her or someone feeds her. She gets into a sleep, a stupor, like. And that's what I need. I need a contact number also, a telephone number.
A telephone number for who?
Dr. Blaylock.
Oh, well, I don't see patients any longer. Alzheimer's disease is an inflammatory brain disease. It's a chronic brain inflammation. When the elderly are getting really sleepy, it means the brain is more inflamed. And as the Alzheimer's patient reaches toward the end of the disease, there's a lot of loss of cells as well as connections. The only thing that I know that I generally recommend for people with Alzheimer's is drastically increase your vitamin D intake, because that's the best way to reduce your brain inflammation. Magnesium, the fish oil, all in
combination. Is your mother on magnesium and fish oil and vitamin D, ma'am?
Yeah, she's an integrative medicine doctor, and they put on omega-3 and fish oil and a variety of stuff.
She's not drinking Diet Coke or eating...
No. She drinks just juice, mainly water, a lot of water anymore, and... She doesn't drink pop, and of course she doesn't drink liquor or anything.
Is it it's not tap water, is it?
No. She's been off that.
Well, again,
years.
I can't. I mean, I'm not practicing medicine here. I'm just going from what I've heard doctors say. At a point, doctor, isn't it just the brain loss is so great that it's a downward spiral?
Yeah, when you see people who have Alzheimer's, their brain immune reaction far exceeds normal aging. And as the disease progresses, the inflammatory reaction increases, and the glutamate in the brain starts elevating, and the brain becomes more sensitive. So anything to reduce brain inflammation is the main thing. I don't want to hog my supplement, but I have the supplement for brain inflammation that you can look at on my website and see if that's something.
Oh, absolutely. Go to RussellBlaylockMD.com. It's brain lipid and brain repair, and really has all the medical science. But, ma'am, what's your mother's name? I'll ask
Ollie.
Folks to
Ollie Collins.
Okay, well, I'll ask folks to pray for your mother. And, just look, they're getting people 35, 40 years old with Alzheimer's now. They're poisoning the hell out of us, and it's just a real shame. We got to all watch it and take care of each other to get out of this. And God bless you, ma'am. I'm sorry to hear that. Dr. Blaylock, I got to get you back on in the next month or so. We're very thankful for your time and very thankful for all you're doing. The books, the videos, the materials are all at RussellBlaylockMD.com. Thank you for spending time with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex, and God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah, it's painful taking phone calls like that one. I want to come back and hit a little bit on the Van Jones thing, because they're trying to tie in the 9/11 truth, and I... waited to go to calls. I'll have Blaylock back and do 2 hours just with calls. And I wasn't trying to be mean to callers I hung up on, but I just can't talk about other subjects when he's on, because I'm talking about the brain right now. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up in the next 2 minutes before we come back in the final segment, though, and because I want to explain this. Ted has gold and silver. He sold out of the stuff he bought between 905 and 916, the gold, when gold was at that price. Now gold's right up at 1,000 today. He sold out of that, but he made more buys last week when it was at the 920 to 940 level. So you're still buying gold and silver when at a cheaper price than it's currently selling. I mean, I want to explain, this is a super good deal. That's why we're offering this right now, because the gold market is ultra hot. I was watching CNBC this morning. They were saying, oh, my gosh, gold's just going to explode now. That makes me think it may not because they're saying it. But the point is that you win, 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 win. I mean, when Ted's normally selling this gold, you know, when the market isn't even up, there's a tiny, like, $4 markup on a $225 coin. I mean, I've seen that. Ted's already selling it super cheap. But when the market goes up, he's selling it to you from when he bought it at a lower price at the same price. But this gold and silver, he told me, will run out in the next day or two. So he's going to hold this deal through the weekend, even though Ted told me he lost some money yesterday because he actually ran out of gold at the one price he had. But he's just selling you gold at a lower price than he even bought it. Now, Ted's had to quit that deal today, but it's still a super good deal. This deal's about to end. Ted, tell folks what you've got and give them the number.
Yeah, the coins that I have, they're still priced at the lowest level that I picked up here recently, are the Walking Liberty Half silver pieces. It's silver, but it's silver. It's still at a good buy. $8.69. I mean, silver's over $16 an ounce now. The gold that I have right now is the $10 Liberty, and they're at $8.18. The place to get in contact with us is 1-800-686-2237. And just a quick note for those of you who picked up the Franks yesterday at the price of $216. Right now, you're looking at $233. And those of you who picked up the British Sovereign coin at the price of, let's see, right here it is, $266. Right now, they're at $288. So nice going for you there. And all I can say, Alex, right now is that gold is breaking upward. It's had a lot of resistance at that 940, 945 level. Everybody's looking for gold to break through $1,000 an ounce. I can't see how it won't do that. It may correct a little bit here and there, but it's holding at that high nine, so it's going to go up. I just call us at 1-800-686-2237 and take advantage of the few offers that I have left here before Labor Day.
That's right. Some of the gold futures have gone above 1,000 an ounce, folks. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted is smart. He buys it when it's low. When it's high, he sells it to you at the low price. You cannot beat the deal. 800-686-2237. We'll cover Van Jones.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy.
Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
I meant to spend more time on this, and I will Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We got Gage popping in to start debunking the thing the Arabs funded out of Mumbai. They're openly funding all of National Geographic and Saudi Arabia, and that whole Arab Emirates over there is deeply involved with the globalists. So we're going to debunk the ridiculous debunking they did. I mean, they say the commission was unanimous. The official story has never changed, but the conspiracy theorist story has changed. We did an analysis, and we noticed 7 of the 10 commission members said it was a fraud and a lie. But that's hardly anywhere in the media, but we found all their quotes. 7 of the 10 say it's a fraud. Yeah, your story stayed the same. There's a key story up on prisonplanet.com that everybody needs to see. What they're doing is they're introducing National Compulsory Service to us by wearing us out. Yeah, the president's going to address the youth and ask for your help. Yeah, he's going to be on big telescreens in front of the kids. Yeah, he's going to ask them to write letters about how they can help him. And Al Gore's out saying, don't listen to your parents on global warming, they're idiots. And we played those clips. And Obama's calling for compulsory service and speeches, and his Rahm Emanuel is. And meanwhile, George Soros and Rockefeller-funded Media Matters, openly fund those groups, are saying we're liars, none of it exists. Insulting your intelligence, okay, when the bills are introduced and one bill passed to set up the federal boards. We have a whole bunch of videos here posted in this article, Paul Watson posted, where the kids are pledging allegiance to Obama, worshiping him, doing whatever he says. The feds are taking over healthcare, manufacturing, industry. Van Jones, their green jobs czar, says we're going to do this incrementally. We played the clip yesterday. We're going to have total communism. We're going to have total collectivism. We're going to have total is the quote, redistribution of wealth. But that means into the elite bankers' hands. The bankers have created, not even with interest, $23.7 trillion and counting in 10 months of debt they say we owe. We give them the money, and then we pay them interest on money we give them. So they've got to have total takeover of society and health care to get that tax money, and you're not going to get the health care. You're going to get eugenics. We've got to up our game against these people. We're having an effect, but I'm telling you, Obama is plunging and burning. He's going to stage terror attacks. He's going to stage something big. It may be the flu. I'm not sure, but just look out. Keep your ears on, your eyes open. Get ready. Because I'm telling you, the enemy's moving on every front, and they're in trouble. That makes them even more dangerous. But we can't lay down and let them run over us. We got to head up, give them the fight 110%. Just commit to the fight. That's the end of it. Go all the way. Don't stop. And notice they demonize Van Jones. Properly, he did deserve it, in conservative media, and then they turned around and said he's a 9/11 truther, which isn't even really the case. Somebody just signed it up for him. That is to then take the anger of grassroots against big government and total communism for the bankers, and to then put it off on 9/11 truth. And you're seeing all these hit pieces against 9/11 truth right now because they realize it's the key to exposing just how criminal this elite is. And as long as we're exposing 9/11 as an inside job, they can't stage more terror attacks. So we're going to be counter-striking against their lies coming up in the next week with Professor Jones, with Richard Gage. Let's get David Ray Griffin on as well. I just thought to do that. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And then Tuesday, folks, heads up, Tuesday is a big show. You want to watch InfoWars.com on Tuesday morning. and PrisonPlanet.com. Great job, crew. Have a wonderful weekend. See you back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Have a great commie day coming up Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.